And let's face it, a badger is no match for a cow in a dog fight. Hello then, and welcome to me, a man called the name of John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee on this Monday afternoon, the thing of Thingtober on LBC 97.3. My thanks as ever, when I sit in, to Anna Rayburn there. She's very good, you know. I've personally followed up to three of her advices in the past, and I'm still alive. Yes, yes, I may have lost an eye and a finger, but I gained a nipple, so everyone's a winner. Don't forget, if you need advice yourself, before she's back tomorrow, you can download some from lbc.co.uk/Anna Rayburn/wrists. Calls cost your repayments upon it. So hello then, as I say, I am John Holmes, in for Ian Lee.
London's LBC 97.3. John Holmes.
Right then, I expect you're wondering just what's coming up on today's Blunket. Well, once again, with Ian Lee off, we will attempt to shore up his programme with a range of badly thought-through ideas, pointless phone-in games and talking. You can call us, of course, and why don't you right now? 0870 90 90 973. Inserted manfully into the gaps between adverts, news and travel today are the following chunky morsels. We'll be playing Dead or Alive. We've played it once before on LBC 97.3, and it almost worked, so we've dusted it off for another outing. You can call us on that number, what I mentioned then with my mouth, 0870 90 90 973, to play that. There's a mystery voice for you to... No, it's not a mystery voice, is it, Chris? No, it's not. It's a mystery song for you to guess this afternoon. That's right. There's a mystery song for you to guess this afternoon. Have we got a cue? Can we hear that? What's this? What's that? All we want is the title. I can tell you it's by the Beatles. All we need is the title of this. What could that possibly be? It's very hard. There are prizes up for grabs, but you will get details later. That, by the way, is a text or email competition. That's what that is. Don't phone us with the answers to that one, but you can phone us for everything else. 08709. I'll also be bringing you this afternoon's Welcome Break service stations in alphabetical order. I think Chris will be bringing me cups of tea. This time, Chris, if you could, without Rohypnol in it, that'd be good. Not after last time. And naturally, the 2,000 phone lines that pipe into LBC are now open, as I say, for your calls. 0870 90 90 973. I do believe they are open now. No, hang on a minute. Now. And naturally, I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood this afternoon, and why not? You know, it's not raining, it's a pleasant autumn. Is it autumn officially yet? Is it? Not really sure. When does summer end? Is it when the clocks go forward? Forward? Back? Back? Is it when the clocks go back? And when is that? Is that next week? Is that next weekend, Chris? Is it? Next weekend, he thinks. Anyway, so is it officially autumn yet? Anyway, whatever it is, I'm in quite a good mood about it. That's fine. So I'm largely up for a chat this afternoon. Largely I am, actually. So, I, you know, cool. Let's have one. I mean, you know, why... Actually, oh, hello, who's that? Hello?
Hello, John.
Hello?
Hello, Simon.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, John. I played Dead and Alive last time. Last time I spoke to you, I was taking my girlfriend to the Harvester.
Yes, you were. She yes. wasn't your girlfriend, Simon. She was someone you were trying to impress.
Well, yeah, it didn't last long anyway.
No, well, that's because you took her to a Harvester, as I think we're starting. Wait, this is back in July, isn't it, Simon?
It is. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. Have you touched another lady since that fateful night?
No, I haven't.
No.
No, I was actually phoning about Dead or Alive.
Oh, were you?
I played it last time.
Yeah, did
and
you?
And I won the prize, but I never got it. Never took my address or anything, and you put me through to Chris, and I got cut off.
You are joking.
No.
Chris is so unprofessional, you know.
Well, funny enough, he's blaming it on you.
Is he? Oh, bloody is he? Well, I think you'll find, Simon, officially that's Chris's job and fault at the same time. I'm sorry you didn't win your prize, or even receive your prize. Yeah. I will make sure you get that. Did you not ring him later and just say, I mean, it's July.
I did. I emailed him and I did phone in, I think it was the second time. You were on another time after that.
Yeah.
I think it was, and then, but no one got back to me.
Did Chris just
ignore you? He probably put me to Chris and he cut me off.
He's a scumbag, isn't he? You know. I mean, what are you supposed to do, really, Simon?
I've no idea.
You know, you legitimately win a competition, he doesn't send you your prize. Well, look, do you want to play it again today, later?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, we'll do it after half three, if that's all right.
Yeah, no problem.
But I'm very sorry about that.
That's not a problem.
But back up to the Harvester.
Yes.
So for those who weren't listening or who may have forgotten, let's recap. You phoned in. You were taking a girl to a harvester that night.
Yeah.
And that's unlimited visits to the salad cart.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
And you were trying to get into, let's call it, her salad cart as well. And you thought that taking her to a harvester would allow unlimited visits to her salad cart. But we know now, Simon, don't we, that all went wrong and failed.
The day after.
The day after. And you didn't even get as far as the first course.
Oh, no, we had first course.
But oh, you had first course?
We've got first course, salad cart.
Nice. No salad cart. How? So why did she dump you again? Remind me of this.
She wasn't ready for a relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
Not with anyone who would take her to a harvester, no, Simon.
Obviously not, but then she phoned me a week later saying she'd like to give it another go, but then that went up the wall as well, because it just went too fast.
What did you offer her then? The sort of brewer's fare next to a travel-in?
No, Burger King. Upper class.
Burger King. If you'd have gone to the... taken her to the Ivy... you may have got their signature shepherd's pie.
Could have done.
Yeah. Or hers.
Yeah.
But this is where you're going wrong. So you haven't, what? Why haven't you been out with a lady since?
I've been busy working.
What do you do again? Remind me.
I'm a white van man.
That's right, you are, aren't you? I had you down as professional stalker.
Professional stunt man, I'm called now.
Professional stunt man?
Yeah, I had an accident last week.
Oh, do tell.
It was a non-fault accident. I hit someone from behind on the M25 and ended up in hospital for 6.5 hours.
For what? How long?
I ended up in hospital for 6.5 hours.
What, is that the emergency?
Yes, I was strapped to a bed for 3.5 hours.
What happened? How did you do that?
The gantry sign has come up 40 miles an hour, and yeah. Three cars in front decided to do an emergency stop down to 40.
Yeah.
And a car between me and the one I hit swerved out of the way, and the next thing I know, I'm heading towards a car at 60 miles an hour, slammed my foot on the brakes, and I just slid straight into the back of the car.
That's just not good, is it? But it's your fault, technically, then, is it?
No, it's non-fault. The police aren't pressing charges, so...
Oh, okay. So you would get what road was it on?
On the M25.
It was on the M25. So did you close the M25 for a while, there?
No, there was an accident another 100 yards up the road that actually did that.
So were you mentioned in LBC's travel news?
I was kind of sitting on the inside of the M25, so I kind of missed it.
I hope you were, Simon. What a claim to fame!
Oh, it's all good.
But you're okay, I take it.
Oh yes, both parties are fine. And
good. So what the hospital say in the end? If you were there long? You'd at least want them to find something wrong, wouldn't you, for that long?
Well, no, I had three doctors saying they're going to check my x-rays. Two didn't come back, and one told me I was fine, and whipped the tape off my head and told me I could sit up.
I don't see why you have to wait for x-rays these days. If it's digital photography, it's instant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why on earth wait for x-rays to be developed if we don't have to go take things to Kodak anymore?
It's all emailed around the system now rather than actually printing them out.
I'll tell you, I did have an x-ray about 6 months ago. I had a neck thing. It wasn't my fault. I didn't crash into anyone, Simon, like you. But I just had a neck thing. And I had an x-ray, and I'd never seen an x-ray of myself before, and I was fascinated by it. Because they show, you know, when they hold it up, and you go, that's my skull.
Oh, yeah.
My spine. That's amazing. And I wanted a copy, and they wouldn't give me a copy.
No, my very first one I had, went to the A&E 6 weeks later to have a check-up, and they'd actually lost them. So I had to go through the agonising pain of having them done again.
Wouldn't it be embarrassing? You know, like sometimes in the old days when we used to send our photographs away to be developed, and you used to get other people's back by mistake.
Yeah.
And you sort of open it, go, oh, brilliant, my photos have arrived from a holiday, and you open it up, and instead, you know, it's some old couple having sex with each other or something. And you go, that wasn't mine, I remember that from my holiday, because you've got someone else's back. Now, that's good, if they sent you the wrong x-rays back like that, imagine that. They say, oh, sorry, Mr. Holmes, you've got the spine here of a horse, it seems.
Funny, your arm looks like a leg.
Yeah, exactly. And then where would we be, Simon?
In very awkward positions.
Yeah, well, they do move you into it. I was quite frightened. The fact that when they're doing the x-ray and they go and stand behind a lead screen, and it's the same at the dentist, isn't it, when they do it?
Yeah.
And you think, okay, you're going behind a lead screen, and I know this is supposed to be all right, but I'm now standing, being bombarded by electrons.
Yeah.
You've got
a short straw on this
North
one.
Korean nuclear test of x-ray.
Yeah.
And you've gone and hidden behind a screen. It's fraught with danger, son.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's it. You've now opened up an X-ray can of worms for me, Simon. But I don't know why they don't give you. I really don't know why they don't give you a copy of your own X-ray.
Because it costs too much to do that.
Well, they could photocopy it, couldn't they? Can need a
you
stick.
You can't photocopy an X-ray.
Why not?
Because it just goes straight through it.
Would it?
Yes.
Have you tried it?
No.
No. Can you photocopy an X-ray? That's what I want to know. Are there any doctors listening?
That's one of James O'Brien's Mystery Hour questions.
Yes, it is. Although the main question, of course, in the James O'Brien Mystery Hour is, why?
Exactly.
But if you are a doctor or you've ever done it, you know anything about X-rays, then give us a call, 08709090973. I want to know now, can you photocopy an X-ray, and why don't they give you copies of your own X-ray? That's what I want to know, Simon. Of the people of London Town. 08709090973. Simon, there. Oh, hello. Have I gone dead? I can't... Ah, there we go. What happened there? I couldn't hear myself in my ears anymore. I'm staring at the people through the glass now. We're going to travel. We travel.
Delays around Parliament.
Anna Rayburn there with a backdrop of 80s keyboard. John, taxi driver challenge, please, says Ryan in Battersea, referring there to a competition that I have done before. Ryan, it never works, so I can't be asked. John, is the answer to the music text quiz Ghostbusters 2? That's from Rupert in Walsall. Let's have a quick listen to the... again, not a bad guess, Rupert, I have to say. I'm not officially launching that competition yet, but I think by default we have now. So if you think you know the answer to that mystery song competition and our prizes is happening, let's hear it again. Do you know what that is? I can tell you it's by the Beatles, we just need the title of the song. So Rupert Walsall says, is it Ghostbusters 2? I'm afraid it's not, Rupert. John, is the mystery song Stripped by Depeche Mode, but is it, in this version, being covered by German rock band Rammstein? Pretty close. You haven't put your name on that, but that, you're closest yet. John, is the song You Are My Sunshine? That's from Billy in W2. No, it isn't. And this one simply says... dear LBC, who is this crap joker? Get him off the radio. So, if you want to text us, 84850 is the number, with abuse or, answers to the mystery song competition, your call. You can email as well, homes@lbc.co.uk. And meanwhile, I have Tom in Maida Vale on line... What line are you on, Tom?
Absolutely no idea.
Say five.
Five.
Line five, Tom in Maida Vale, hello.
Hi, yeah. Question about your X-ray photocopying.
Yeah.
Can photocopy them. They don't come out particularly well.
Righto. Do you work in a professional capacity as an X-ray engineer?
No, just a doctor.
You are a doctor?
But, yes, you can photocopy them. The only problem is most of them are too big to fit on a photocopier.
Oh, yeah. You see, what are they officially, like A3 or something? Or is there an official size that they...
Different sizes depending on which bit of the body is the picture is of.
Oh, I suppose so. And if it's a really fat person... Does that have to be a big, wide X-ray?
Potentially, yes.
Potentially, that's a very tactful answer, Tom. What are you a doctor of, Tom?
Cardiology.
Cardiology,
yeah.
Fair enough. And so you a lot of X-rays you have to be presiding over, do you?
See a fair few, probably sort of 20 or 30 a day.
That is...
The other question you guys had was people standing behind LED screens.
Yes.
For something like a chest X-ray...
Yes.
The amount of radiation you get is about the equivalent of being alive for a day in terms of cosmic radiation.
So oh, okay.
Not a huge amount.
We're not talking North Korea.
Exactly. But if you're taking X-rays every day,
yep.
Then you're going to get a lot of radiation.
So that's why you stand behind the LED screen.
Exactly.
So if you have your X-ray taken, and then I showed it by the doctor, I'm going from personal experience, this happened to me with my neck once.
Yep.
Why can't they give you a copy? Is it it just costs, presumably, does it?
It is just cost. In the private sector, they will potentially give you a copy. In the NHS, you can get it copied, but I think they charge you in the region of £50.
For a copy of the X-ray?
For a copy.
But a photocopy, you could sort of borrow it from it, nick down prompt print.
You could do.
Chuck it on the... They've got big copies there, I'm thinking that it'd fit on. Because, to be honest, it looked really cool, Tom. It was, you know, I'm looking at it, I'm going, that's my skull and spine.
Yeah,
and I was quite good. I thought that looks really good. That looked really good on the wall.
Most people don't get a chance to see the inside of their body, so.
Well, exactly. Not unless you've got a mirror and a double jointed for a start.
Once you've seen a few thousand, they get quite dull.
Yeah, I suppose.
But, I suppose they're quite interesting when they're still novel.
Yeah, well, that's it. It was the first one I'd seen. You know, and they said it was me. To be fair, Tom, it could have been anyone, couldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't. And also, he was pointing at it, the my doctor, and was going, well, you see here, what you've got here is some, what do we call it? Enhanced or advanced, I think, advanced crumbling of a vertebrae on the spine. Because I had a stiff neck, Tom. And he said this, do you play rugby, Mr. Holmes? Do I look like I do? No. And he said, well, this injury is consistent with people who play rugby regularly all the time. And so he had no explanation for what it was, because I don't play rugby.
The chances are the person who was looking at it wasn't particularly senior.
I see.
If you were an A&E.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't. I was referred by a doctor. So I had to wait a while and stuff, you know. But that was what he said. And then he just recommended physio, which worked.
Yeah.
I have to say. But there was no explanation for why this was happening, though, which amazed me. I couldn't see a thing on the x-ray, of course. I'm looking at it going, I can't see anything. Not that I know what I'm looking for, but I can't see any bits that have fallen off necessarily. It looks pretty, you know, looks like a spine.
Yeah, it's they can be quite hard to spot the abnormalities.
Mm.
But one other quick thing while I got you on the radio.
Go on.
Quick bugbear, because you've been talking about it every day. The A41 is down to one lane.
Right.
Northbound.
Yep.
Gone past it twice today, and there is no one working on it.
No one at all?
No one.
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
It's all fenced off. One road, one lane either way, absolutely no one there.
Nothing. But traffic everywhere.
Yeah, on a big arterial route into London.
Do you know what I think we should do? Just as Londoners when this happens. Because it happens on every road, doesn't it? You've seen this. You've seen people not working where they're supposed to be and traffic backing up because of it. Why don't we just rise up against this, Tom? Get out the car. You're stopped anyway in a queue. Move the cones. Drive down that road, that spare bit of road. And then at the other end, move the cones, rejoin.
The problem with this one is there's still a dirty, great big hole in the road, so...
I admit that
wouldn't work on the A41, but I like the theory.
The first car to go down there would essentially fall into the hole and provide a bridge.
Yeah, potentially they'll fill the hole up.
You know, Simon, I don't know whether you heard Simon phone in before.
No, I missed it.
He who takes girls to the harvester and thinks that's enough to get in their pants. He had a crash last week. Or a couple of weeks ago. So I'm thinking we get him back on the phone, we send him to fill in the hole with his white van.
On the
A41. People just drive over it.
Nice.
There you go.
Well, you could just phone up Thames Water and tell them to get a move on.
Or that. Now, you say that. I had water people down the end of my road not long ago, and they were supposed to get this job done within 9 months, right? And they've been there a long time, obviously, 9 months. And they're just gone now, but sort of 14 months later. And all they did, they didn't tell anyone. You know the yellow sign you get that just says, work here 9 months?
Yeah.
All they did was just cross that out and write 14 on it, as though that's enough. As though that's official and all right then. I can tell you, Tom, I put in a complaint, I phoned up the water people, but naturally...
I bet you didn't hear anything back.
Nothing whatsoever, Tom.
Kelsey Breeze.
There you go. Look, thanks for calling in, though.
Pleasure.
Thank you for solving our x-ray mystery. Derek, hello.
Hello.
Hello there to you in Westbourne Grove, I believe.
Indeed, well, I've moved on a bit now.
Good. Where are you now?
Okay, I'm Camden Hill Road.
Okay.
I have a question and a tip for drivers out there.
Go on.
My question is, when we're blessing ourselves, as some of the religious amongst us do, we go to the forehead, to the stomach, and then is it left or right then left?
That's a good question, Derek, isn't it?
And there's a rather good reason I'm asking that question.
Would you like to share that?
Know what it is?
Yes, please.
I'm afraid it adds to the Diana conspiracy, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm all for it, then. Bring it on.
In the cathedral, in front of Diana's coffin, when there was William, Harry, Charles, and Diana's brother...
Yeah.
They all blessed themselves correctly, in unison at the right time, except for Charles, who did...
Did he go the other way?
He did go the other way. Oh. I wondered if there was any significance to that.
So, you're wondering who's right? Or is it both
right? I'm pretty sure that it's left and then right. I'm a Catholic myself. But
okay.
The three other chaps did left and right, but Charles stood out doing right and then left. And I just wondered if there was anybody...
That is an interesting question, yeah.
Indeed.
So we should try and find out. If anyone knows the correct way to do it, what was going on at Diana's funeral, 0870 90 90 973.
Now, can I give you my tip for drivers?
Very quickly.
Yeah, well, the Seven Sisters Road, as everybody knows, is blocked northbound and southbound. The way to deal with it, if you want to come north on Seven Sisters Road, is when you're coming off the one-way system in Tottenham, don't go left to the A10 and Seven Sisters.
Very quickly now.
Go straight on to West Green Road.
Yeah.
Take your second left into Westerfield Road.
Yeah. And then turn right on... Yeah, all right, adverts now.
When the doctor said I had a...
All right, 709090973. X-rays this afternoon. If you've ever had an X-ray, why can't we photocopy X-rays? Can we photocopy X-rays? Tom suggests we can. Have you ever got a photocopy of your own X-ray? I think that'd be a brilliant thing to put on your wall, quite honestly. Also, mystery song competition. If you think you know what it is, 84850 is the text. Also this afternoon as well, if you're a Catholic, or even if you're not, but know about how to cross yourself properly, someone, I've forgotten who it was, said then that the Diana's funeral, the princes crossed themselves one way, in a Catholic way, and Prince Charles did it the other way. Why? Is are both acceptable or not? Perhaps you're a vicar, or a priest, or someone religious. 0870 9090973, if you can answer that particular question for us. And meanwhile, Verinda is on the telephone. Oh, good. Hello.
What? How you doing?
Do you know, I'm all right, actually. How are you? I haven't spoken to you for a long time. I know everyone else here has.
Yeah.
Weren't you banned at some point?
I missed you.
Have you?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Annoying Ian.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has he banned you completely yet, or not? He did for a while, didn't he?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
He did. He said he was going to.
He hasn't got the guts.
No, he hasn't got the guts.
He hasn't got the guts.
No. He has got guts. He keeps them in a fridge in his cellar.
Okay. Yeah.
They're the guts of animals. He collects them.
So,
Puts them in bags.
You don't like me, do you?
I've no opinion of you particularly, Verinda. I don't know why I don't like you. You gave me a lot of abuse the first time we spoke. As I remember.
I wasn't the only one, was I?
Yeah. It was you, but with a variety of voices.
Yeah, but, look how many people are emailing you and texting you and saying that you're bad.
No one. One person so far this afternoon.
Yeah, I bet you ain't reading them out, though.
Oh, look, I bet I am. I'll read you them now. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, to be fair to you, there's another one that's coming. But anyway, no, I'll read you these, right? This is true. This is from Paul in Leighton, Verinda.
Okay.
Sack Ian Lee, same old, same old. Give okay. John his job. That's what it says there. John, you are a vast improvement on the hypochondriac mummy's boy, Ian Lee. Please return soon. See, Verinda?
Yeah.
And then admittedly, there's one that says, John, you're stupid, I don't like you, you're a bad man, because you're boring. It's a good job Ian Lee is well most of the time.
No, I think you're
so that's right, 2-1 in my favour, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're all right, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Thanks very much. You sent me an email once that said I was good-looking.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Are you a gay gentleman?
No, I'm not gay.
Well, why are you sending me gay email?
That's not gay.
You sent me an email going, oh, I quite like you, John, you're quite good looking. What's not gay about that, Verinda?
Hang on, it's the gayest
email I've ever seen.
No, I said...
And there was a link on it to a nudie boy website.
Sure, no.
There was, on your email.
Okay, let me show you what I wrote. Hang on, let me try.
You've kept it? You stalker!
No,
gay stalker!
It wasn't an email, it was a comment on MySpace.
Okay.
Okay, where is it?
You've got it there?
Yeah, here it is.
Why?
I'm on MySpace at the moment.
You're a bit weird. So what does it say then? Go on.
You're a good-looking bloke.
Yeah.
That's not being gay.
Well, I beg to differ, Verinda. That is being gay, isn't
it? Okay.
Why, what? I mean, I appreciate, I take the compliment, that's very kind of you, but I still say it's a bit gay.
Okay, so,
not that there's anything wrong with that, Verinda, of course, but I just like the way you're denying it so much.
No, to say someone's good-looking...
Yeah.
That's the same sex, yeah.
Yeah?
That makes them gay.
I don't know. Does it?
Well, that's...
You're saying not. Perhaps other people might tell us. 0870 9090973. Is Verinda a gay?
I'm not gay.
That's the phoning topic now, Verinda.
I ain't gay, man.
Well, it's nothing wrong with it, Verinda. It's fine.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't mind if you're gay, don't worry.
Are you gay?
No.
Okay.
But there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm not gay. Just let everyone know I'm not gay.
Verinda's gay.
No, I'm not.
It says on the radio. Radio's official.
No, it ain't.
Verinda's gay.
Oh, forget you, man.
Okay, Isaac. I knew he'd go eventually. Isaac, hello.
Hello.
Hello to you.
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, nice to hear from you.
Well, you were asking about the Catholic sign.
That's right.
Is, you know, how do you do the sign of the cross?
Yes.
You do on the name of the Father, it's on the, your forehead.
Yes.
On the Son, it's on your... on your chest.
Okay.
And the Holy Spirit is on the left, and Amen is on the right.
Right, so which is the order? Do we go Father, head, Son?
Father, head, Son in the chest.
Yes.
Holy Spirit on the left.
Yes.
And Amen on the right.
So it's Amen on the right.
Yes.
So why is that? Do we know?
Because I went to school in the Catholic.
Ah, so you, that's what you were told.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Is that official? You can't do it the other way around, is that right?
No. It's just, you know, I haven't seen no person doing it the other way around. When I go to church, we all do the same way.
Okay. So who was wrong? Was Prince Charles wrong or was everyone else wrong at Diana's funeral?
I think he was wrong then.
Prince Charles was wrong.
Well, can he be wrong?
It's a bit disrespectful, isn't it? A bit disrespectful to, you know, Diana and Jesus.
Well, maybe he forgot how to do it.
Maybe he did. I mean, a bit nervous, probably, Isaac, wasn't he?
Who knows? Or maybe the Anglican Church, he changed the rules.
Also, of course, he's a prince. Do what he likes.
No, that way.
He can do what he likes, Isaac, can't he?
Well...
If he wants to change the rules...
So you say...
He can.
But I don't think he can do what he likes. He cannot kill people, can he?
He can't kiss people?
Kill people.
Oh, he can't kill people? No. No, that'd be wrong. Apart from dying.
Well, you see...
Mm?
He cannot do that.
No, that would be wrong. Although, you know, it'd be interesting if he did. I mean, you know, because he could argue in court if he just killed... If Prince Charles just got quite cross, I don't know, with an architect or, you know, someone he didn't like, and just killed them, you know, and just go, well, what are you going to do about it? I'm Prince Charles. What are you going to do? I'm Prince Charles.
Well,
frankly, I make the law.
Yeah.
He doesn't, of course. But, you know, he could argue that he's Prince Charles and therefore he could literally get away with murder.
It has to be seen, that... If he kills somebody, then we can discuss it.
Yeah, well, Isaac, if he does, Prince Charles murders someone in cold blood at any point, would you come back on the phone and we'll talk about it?
Yes, I will. Of course I will.
Who do you think he'd kill?
No comment.
No comment?
Yes. I think he has a few in his mind. He will have a few on his mind without disrespect or...
Yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble anyway.
No, well, neither do I.
It's in the high echelon, you know. It's much higher than us.
Yes, what you said then. Just before you go, Isaac.
Yes.
Do you think Verinder's gay?
Why don't you ask him?
Well, I did. He said he wasn't, but do you think he is?
It's 49 to 51, but I don't know which way.
I think we'll leave it there, Isaac. I think we know which way you mean. Isaac there from Brixton. Thank you. Who's this on the... Hello? Line 9 and a third. Hello?
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 Afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Now,
Who are you?
Pardon?
Who are
Pravin.
You? Pravin. Hello, Pravin.
Hi. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Wanted to mention to you about the Christian sign. Now, my wife happens to be Russian. She's Orthodox Christian. Like the Greeks, the Orthodox Christians will do it forehead, tummy, right and left.
Forehead, tummy?
Tummy or chest.
Oh, or chest. Can you do either?
Or right is it... and left.
Does it have to be, can it be chest or tummy, or does it have to be one specifically?
I suppose, no, either way, it doesn't matter really.
You wouldn't want to go but lower than tummy, would you?
It's like north, south, west and east. Whereas in England, all the normal Christians will do it forehead, chest, left and right.
Okay.
So you've got the conventional Christians and the Orthodox ones, like the Greeks and the Russians.
Is it just because they're trying to be different to each other?
I don't know. It's
do you think?
Part of their history.
It's part of the thing. Part of the history. Yeah. Is everyone's going, well, they do it that way. Yeah. So as the same religion but slightly different, we'll do it the other way just to be awkward.
I can't understand why, because my wife, people always look at her in church because she do it totally different from all the others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really, I mean, at the end of the day, whatever you believe in and whatever your religion is, you should be allowed to do, you know, to express your faith however you want, shouldn't you, Pravin, really?
Precisely, because the parish church where my wife goes, the priest is Irish Christian.
Yes.
And he doesn't mind it at all.
No?
No. Christians are Christians and it's accepted.
Yeah, suppose it is. What do you think about this, did you hear about Fiona Bruce wearing a crucifix?
No.
No? Fiona, you know Fiona Bruce, the newsreader?
All right.
On BBC One. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, she wears a crucifix around her neck, you know, okay. for, you know, just cause as a jewellery.
Yeah.
And a lot of people started complaining just last week that she shouldn't be wearing a crucifix because it was, you know, a religious imagery and that she was just wearing this and she shouldn't be wearing it on television. Do you think that's right?
No, I think if she's Christian...
Yeah, she do what she likes.
She wants to portray her religion publicly, there's no problem with
there
that.
There is no problem with that. People do, don't they? Whether you're, you know, you're Muslim or Christian or Hindu, you're allowed to express your religion. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Although, what she could have done, Pravin... What she could have done, and I'd like to see this, was how about Fiona Bruce reading the news from on a cross?
From, pardon?
From on a cross.
Oh.
How about that? Would you watch the news if Fiona Bruce was nailed to a cross on a hill reading the news out? Would you?
That wouldn't be allowed now, would it?
Well, you say that, but again, it's only expressing religion, a religious belief. Why not?
Well, they so far one can take it.
Yeah, but, you know, you'd watch the news, wouldn't you, if that was happening? I mean, well, if, you know, it. You know on the news at 10, you know, you get the headlines,
right.
And it goes,
yeah.
Bong, news today, yeah. Bong. How about, instead of a bong, mm-hmm. We do that on the BBC with Fiona Bruce, but instead of a bong, that's a blow of the hammer.
Why not?
Why not?
Make a different type of noise, but, you know.
Yeah, but it'd still punctuate the headlines.
That's it, yes.
Wouldn't it? Sort of, and news today, North Korea test nuclear weapons against world complaints.
Well.
There, see?
Yes.
Now, I'd watch that.
As long as the message passes across.
Yeah?
As long as the message gets across, that's what's important, I think.
The message would get across, Fiona Bruce would get across.
Well, yes, indeed.
In many ways. I think, Pravin, between me and you, we've maybe solved the ratings cry. If News 24 start doing that, that's going to... the ratings are going to go up. They're going to beat Sky.
Probably.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Hmm? Probably.
Would you perhaps write a letter for me?
Write a letter?
To the BBC.
Well, you know, I know the BBC are very conservative. There are only certain things they will allow to get on air, really.
Yeah. Have we got to go to a thing? Yeah. Thanks, Pravin.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your programme all the time.
Thanks so much.
Bye now.
This is LBC 97.3. And here's the travel news.
Well, on the M4 heading into town...
0870 90 90 973. You can text us this afternoon, 84850. Or you can email, of course, homes@lbc.co.uk. Some texts that have just come in here. Let's have a look. John, doing the cross, the sign of the cross, you go up, down, left, right, spectacles, testicles, wallet and watch. That's the way to remember it. But, yeah, but that's fine. Thank you for that bit of advice. But what if your wallet and watch are the other way around? How would you still know whether to go right or left or right? And what if your testicles are in a different place? It's going to confuse everyone. What does he say? John, you suck big time. You can only dream about being half as funny and entertaining as Ian, and he is way, way sexier than you as well. That's a nice thing. Way, way sexier than me. So I didn't know blind people could text. Brilliant. So, what's this one? Ban Verinder. He's irritating and unfunny. He's only on the show because he's Ian's muse. No one else can stand him. That's from Jane. P.S. He's gay. That is from Jane. Thank you, Jane. If you want to text us, 84850. By the way, if you are wondering where Ian is, I don't know is the simple answer to that. People are saying he's ill. People are saying he's skiving. One of those things. But anyway, hello, I'm John, and I'm sitting in his chair. And I hope he's not ill, because he will have infected this chair with something. And it means I might catch it, which I don't want to do. Anyway, Anna is in Hendon. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Hello.
First of all, I preface this by saying I'm not a Christian and I'm not being totally categorical about this, but in the back of my brain, I have this bit of information that, as that gentleman described, the Catholics cross from left to right, but Protestants do it the other way round.
Right.
That's what I was always taught.
So where were you taught? This was from
school?
Well,
I don't know. I suppose a friend of mine who was Christian. Somewhere along the line, I picked up this bit of information in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer 20, so it's probably a long time ago.
What, 21?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. 20, yeah. Pushing 22, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I was always told that Protestants went right-left and Catholics went left-right. So,
interesting.
I don't know if that's true.
No, well, well, hopefully someone will let us know, 0870909 thing. But it seemed what we're getting, Anna, is that people, it's kind of okay both ways, some people are saying, because whether you're Protestant or Catholic, and it's like, it's the same thing, but you just change it a little bit.
Yeah, but it's just, it's interesting to know, presumably, when Henry VIII decided to form the Church of England, he did it the other way round in order to differentiate from the Catholic
Church. Just to annoy the Catholics
exactly,
even more.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, I shouldn't think it matters either way. I'm quite sure that if you're praying to God and you do it the other way round, I'm sure he won't ignore you.
Well, I should hope not, frankly.
You know?
I mean, I know he's busy.
I know,
but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts, isn't it, really?
I was glad we heard, because I was thinking, well, you know, I can see a Father, Son, Holy Ghost in terms of the Christian Church. And you go, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And then I was wondering what the fourth one was, and it's Amen, of course, it turns out. I was wondering about that.
Oh.
Well, that's just to finish off. I don't know why that matters where that has to be.
No.
You know, you could touch your foot or something for that one.
Exactly.
It doesn't really matter, does it? What do you do, Anna? What do you do as a person?
I work as an administrator in a charity.
Do you want to name the charity?
Well, it's only a small charity. It's called BeNon. Basically, it deals with children who have learning difficulties.
Oh, okay.
So it assesses them, and we also have a tuition centre here.
Where are you?
To help them. We're in Hendon.
In Hendon, okay. Mm-hmm. And do you work for them full-time?
Yes.
Splendid. Are you there now?
Yes.
Ah, see, so it's, okay, it's a charity, Anna.
I know.
But, you're wasting phone bill. See.
Yes, but I thought it was a useful bit of information.
It is a useful bit of information. Do you know what? Because I'm a charitable person.
Yes.
You know, and I realise you've spent both time, which is important, and, you know, your own money.
It only took a minute to phone you.
Well,
you
exactly.
You phoned me back, so it's now your money.
Well, technically that's true. Yes, that is true. We do phone. In case anyone was wondering, we will phone you back. We're not asking you to pay.
No, no.
No, obviously. We are generous like that.
You like the benefit of our intelligence. You don't want us to pay money on top of it.
Absolutely right. You know, without the likes of you, Anna, you see, we'd still be at a loss as to what Catholics and Protestants do. But you've offered your opinion and we're very grateful for
it. Which is even more interesting.
Do you subscribe to a religion of any kind?
Jewish.
Oh, okay. And what would be the thing
We don't have anything of that nature in the
right.
Jewish faith.
I see.
That we cover our heads.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. I went to a friend's wedding, a Jewish wedding, a couple of years ago now. Which, obviously, and I'd not been to that Jewish wedding or anything before, so I obviously did the covering the head thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, again, to see all these different religions doing their own different thing, it's just quite fascinating, I think. I think we should all go. The world would be in a better place, Anna, if we all went round sort of taking part in other people's religions, just to kind of see what it was like.
I don't understand why people of one religion have any objection to people of another religion. Well, I mean, they're not interfering with you, are they? They're in their own little thing.
Apart from Jehovah's Witnesses, of course, who can bother you.
Well, when they come by, they always ask me if I've read the Bible, and I say yes in the original Aramaic and English. What else?
If I see them, that probably really annoys them, doesn't it?
Yeah, they actually banged the door of my parents' house many years ago on Friday night. And I asked them why they were ringing on a Friday night. No answer. I said, you know, we've got this mezuzah on the door. That probably tells you something.
Yeah,
we've got
you'll be wasting
already.
Your time here.
You know, it's disrespectful. I wouldn't come and ring your doorbell on a Sunday.
No.
You know, so there you go.
Well, another thing. We mentioned earlier, I don't know if you heard about it, when you're driving. Anna, bless you.
That wasn't me.
What was that?
I don't know.
Was that Philip?
I'm sorry, I took the phone away and I had a cough. I do apologise.
That's right, and I blame Nana, Philip.
I do apologise. I did move the phone quite a way away. I don't know how you heard that.
Oh, we all heard that.
I do apologise.
That's all right, Philip. I'll be with you in a moment.
Okay,
try not to die in the meantime, won't you?
This is a fascinating discussion
Isn't it?
You're having.
Oh, thanks very much. But we'll come to that in a moment. I just want to say to Anna, you know how we were talking about... actually, Anna, I've forgotten what I was saying.
It was something about driving.
I forgot. You said something quite... What did you say? What was the last thing you said? Something about other people's...
interfere with each other.
Exactly that. I'm thinking that if you go to... Because we mentioned about driving through cones where there's no one working to get our own back. What we should all do is find out where Jehovah's Witnesses live and go around and knock on their doors all the time.
I know, I don't understand.
And bother them with what we want to tell them.
See, the Jewish faith doesn't permit you to go around trying to convert people at all.
Yeah.
It's not allowed. I mean, people, if they want to convert, they're supposed to sort of want to do it of their own volition. You're not supposed to persuade them or anything like that. So it's really annoying when the Christian organisations come knocking on the doors of the few Jews in this country, and there's only about a quarter of a million of us in the whole country. And, you
oh,
know,
Anna,
and apparently
sorry,
only 10% of
Anna,
Christians go to church.
Anna, can I hold you? Hold just there a moment. Don't go anywhere.
At low speeds, the Lexus...
text here, Prince Charles is left-handed, because this is make a difference to his crossing action. That's from D. More text coming in, I'll read those out. But if you want to text us, 84850. Hello, Anna, sorry about that, we contractually went to an advert.
I know, you've got to get paid, haven't you?
Well, yeah. We don't, though, to be fair. Good to talk to you, and it's, you've opened up the debate slightly more, Anna.
Okay.
Which is a grand thing. Thanks for calling in. I think you've opened it up. Anna, I must tell you that when Jehovah's Witnesses come to my house,
I
look out the curtains first, and then I answer the door in a Satan mask.
It's just like this thing when they say the curtains twitched as he approached the door. Like, you know, but in these stories they always talk about curtains twitching.
They do, don't they?
Yes. I'd quite like to see that.
Curtain twitchers, they call nosy people.
Huh.
Have you ever twitched a curtain?
I haven't got any curtains in my house because it's above anybody else's eye view. I'm on the second floor.
Really? So you've got no curtains?
I like the sun in the morning. When I wake up, I like to wake up in a light room. And I thought, why should I put up curtains and then I have to wash them all the time?
Oh, I completely disagree with you. You see, I like a room that's blacked out. I like blackout curtains. I mean, it means I don't ever wake up.
Exactly.
And it's a bit
that's
like being dead. But, you know, I don't like the sun in my eyes waking me up in the morning. I prefer... If I've got to get up, then fair enough. But if I want to lie in or something... I haven't really got a proper job.
Some of us have to get up at 6:30 in the morning,
I know.
So we're at work on time. And if it's dark when I open my eyes, my body says it's time to go back to sleep.
Yeah, well, mind that. You see, that's the thing. Not having a proper job, really.
Mm.
And only, you know, I haven't worked since I was here in July.
Your
seems
okay to me.
So I like to lie. You know, I spend most of my time in dark rooms asleep.
You're in your bed now, aren't you?
I wish I was, Anna.
You're working from your bed.
Imagine working from home doing this. That'd be brilliant.
Why not?
Technology could do that, actually.
Yeah,
Chris, when I sit in again for Ian in November, can we sort that out? Can I work from home? Well, there we go. Chris will see what he can do. Anna, thanks so much for your call.
Pleasure.
Thank you, lovely. Philip, we'll talk to you after the news.
Okay, John.
If that's all right.
Yes.
Thanks for being there. If you want to call us, 0870 90 90973. We talk about loads of things this afternoon, from crossing yourself to x-rays to other stuff as well. Mystery song competition we have this afternoon as well. And we will be playing Dead or Alive. There are prizes to play that. 0870 90 90 973 is the telephone number. Your text's on 84850. Email homes@lbc.co.uk. It is LBC 97.3. I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee. What they said then, 0870 90 90 973 is the number. Text 84850. Email homes@lbc.co.uk. John, this is on the text, by the way. Does anyone know if there is a power cut in Lambeth this afternoon? I don't know. But if you know different, why don't you let us know, and then we can pass that on. That's the sort of service that the radio does. John, what else is this? Sorry, I'm just trying to scroll through the text here. John, don't... That's not... No, I wasn't being blasphemous. Shut up. It's probably from a vicar. John, I disagree with the comments that you are crap. Slightly 80s local radio DJ, maybe, but not crap. That's... Hope... you replace Ian permanently. Thank you very much. That's very nice. What's that say? Verinda is a half-wit. Yep, more abuse there. Can we have a text vote to ban Verinda? Possibly we can then, yeah, if you like. John, I would love to nail Fiona... I'm not reading that. So, 0870 9090973. Philip, hello, Philip. Sorry to keep you waiting so long there.
Yeah, no problem. That power cut business, it was mentioned in the traffic.
There you go, sir. I was in the toilet.
Yeah, I think it's down at Vauxhall, which is Lambeth, so, yes.
There you go. I'm glad you were listening. Glad one of us was.
Yes.
Hmm.
I'd like to go to North Korea.
Would you?
Oh, yeah, I genuinely would. The reason why I'd like to go there, I saw a programme, I don't know if you ever watched it, it was called Holidays in the Danger Zone.
I'm aware of it, yes.
And it was fascinating when they went to North Korea. And it was really interesting. I wondered, does anybody do coach trips, or is there a travel agent that does trips, or what?
It'd be worth trying to find out, wouldn't it?
It would be, because I think I was fascinated. Do you remember much about the programme?
I don't think I saw the North Korean one particularly. I just knew the programme was on, so I didn't really, you know, I didn't set my Sky Plus or anything for
it. The way it appeared that, the control by the government and the things that the people did, what they ate. And this particular guy, Kim Jong...
Kim Il-jong.
Kim Il-jong, number two or whatever it is, you know.
Yes.
And his eccentricities, I mean, the things he does. I mean, he's very much into filmmaking and dancing.
Nuclear testing.
Yes, nuclear testing.
That's quite eccentric, isn't it?
It is. I think we'll be maybe on a slightly lighter note with North Korea. What we could do, we could send a delegation of LBC listeners.
That's good. Is that the collective noun for LBC listeners, do you think, a delegation?
Well, yeah, I mean, we could get Anna Rayburn to lead us. we could, out of the power, we've even got people that I think would be able to add things to the particular thing. We could, Stephanie Averinda, he could come.
Yeah, he could. I'd march as well. Yeah. I know Ian would.
Yeah, Charles of Worthing, he could play the music for Kim.
Yep.
Lynn from Forest Gate.
Yes.
Oh, she'd be perfect.
This would be a good lineup, wouldn't it?
It would. And Barry from Watford. I mean,
obviously Barry from Watford.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be. And also, while we're there, maybe we could have a word with the government and have an LBC type radio station
in North Korea.
Real people, real Pyongyang or whatever it is.
I tell you, what LBC should do.
What's that?
We should conduct nuclear tests.
Oh, no, I don't know.
LBC should try and acquire nuclear capability, declare itself a superpower. Philip,
yes.
And then we would be a nuclear... LBC, 97.3, would be a nuclear superpower.
Where are they going to do the testing, John?
Possibly under Verinda's house.
Oh, dear.
Would be my suggestion.
But it'd be interesting if maybe there's a listener out there who's actually been to North Korea.
Maybe there is.
There is, and I mean, I know that Steve Allen's got one of the people he has in every week. It's a travel agent. Is it John Warrington?
Right, yeah.
Maybe, you know, if he's listening, he could call in and tell us, you know, what
That's
the...
Have you ever been to North Korea?
Yeah.
It's a good 08709973. I was also thinking about, I'm glad you brought it up, Philip, because I was thinking about North Korea, and how annoying your neighbours can be.
Yes.
You know, and I've got neighbours.
Yes, okay. So
have I. And they're really irritating, frankly. They're just petty about things.
Mm.
Right? They just get on my nerves. So, actually, I should point out, this is my neighbours where I used to live. I've moved away since because of them. But I guess my new neighbours think I'm talking about them, which I'm not. I was thinking, you know, that's quite annoying if they light a bonfire on washing day, that sort of thing.
Yes.
You know, the lawn mowing complaints, all that sort of cutting trees that go across your...
Oh, yes,
property.
So many.
But how annoying would it be to be a neighbour of North Korea this afternoon?
Oh, it is. I mean, the only thing that really we in this part of the world know about North Korea is that they had a pretty good football team at one stage.
Yes, that's true. Probably because they're all threatened with death if they didn't score.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'll be listening because, as I say, I'll have your pens and paper ready because I...
I think that's good. I mean, maybe that's an annoying neighbour topic then. Because no one's suggesting that your neighbours are conducting atomic weapons tests in the garden.
I don't know. Some of the neighbours I've had may have been.
On washing day.
No one's
suggesting that. But, you know, what annoying things, what annoys you about your neighbours, or what do you do to deliberately annoy them? There you go. 08709090973.
Okay, John.
Annoying neighbours. Philip, pleasure to talk to
you. Okay, John, thank you. Bye.
That's very nice. Good. Philip, so there you go. 08709090973. Yes. What annoying things do your neighbours do to you? If you live next door to Verinda, I imagine that he's just annoying. We're also going to play the competition Dead or Alive, though, this afternoon. The rules are very simple. You can call us on that same number. Shall I tell you again? Yeah, 08709090973. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a list of names. You have to tell me this afternoon whether they're dead or alive. We've played it before. We've played it for an LBC, and I'm too lazy to think of a new idea, so we're playing it again. Some excellent prizes to give away there this afternoon. The first prize this afternoon for Dead or Alive is a guided tour of James O'Brien. That's right, you'll be shown round, presenter James O'Brien. You'll be able to see how he works. You'll be able to pull some of the levers yourself. It takes 20 skilled and 3 unskilled workers to make him move. There is also a Polish immigrant doing the eyes. Today, the prize is a backstage tour of the working presenter to see how he's all put together. It's a fantastic prize for one lucky winner and a guest. The James O'Brien tour. It's wet in places, so you will need a hard hat and protective clothing. And also, he's stipulated no dwarves. But anyway, if you want to win that prize this afternoon, 0870 90 90 973. You can call right now, actually, and get through to play Dead or Alive, because I think we're ready to play it. There you go, 0870 90 90 973. Now, I was going to have another look at these texts, wasn't I? Because they keep coming in. There we go. Where are we now? Let's scroll down to where the hell I was. Here we go. This presenter, I think Sue in Kenton means me, this presenter is an idiot. Ian, get well soon. I don't think he's ill. I think he's making it up. John, we've done that power cut thing, haven't we? John, I'm not reading that out. That's illegal. Prince Charles is left-handed. This will make a difference to the crossing action. Yeah, well, that's several people said that now. Ian, John, Ian is hideously ugly, thick and rude to old people. That's general. John, I've read that as well. Verinder is halfway. There's a lot of abuse for you here, Verinder. It's quite weird. Where's Ian and who are you? I keep telling you that. I'm John. Hello. Ian's off. That's where Ian is. More text. Loads of text. But do you know what? Well, I think we got... Is it travel or headlines next? Ads next. OK. 0870 90 90 973. This is LBC 97.3.
Omega 3?
Omega 3.
Ooh, with North Korea conducting nuclear tests, that's just annoying the hell out of Japan and South Korea, their neighbours. What have you ever done to annoy your neighbours, or what have your neighbours ever done to annoy the... Tits off you, thanks. And what have they ever done to annoy you? That's what I want to know. 0870 90 90 973. But before, well, no, do ring in. Do ring in now, because Chris is waiting there, nearly sober enough to take your calls. 0870 90 90 973. Meanwhile, though, Nick is in Heathrow. Hello, Nick.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. What are you doing in Heathrow? Are you driving through it?
I'm actually just finished work, and I'm just going to go and have another look at another job before I go home.
What did you do?
I do building maintenance.
Oh, okay. And what have you maintained today?
Oh, I've been working at a college, and I've been doing various things from changing locks and putting things up on walls and just doing anything that breaks down in the day-to-day routine at the college.
A lot of stuff breaks down in the day-to-day routine, does it?
It does for the students.
Do you, and this is what I do if I did your job, to create work for myself, I would go in and I'd look at, say I was fixing something.
Yeah.
But I'd fix it so it went wrong again in a couple of weeks.
Well, no, that wouldn't be very good, especially if you got caught.
Yeah, well, obviously, if you got caught, it'd be a bit bad, but, you know, you're a professional, Nick. You could probably not get caught, surely.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth the risk, man.
Yeah,
it?
I think so.
They do enough damage without me.
This is students, is it?
It most definitely is.
Yeah, what sort of things do they do? What's the worst thing you've had to fix?
Well, I put... I'm getting too deep here. I put 7 toilet roll holders today up, because I think what happened was that they decided that they'd have a bit of a spree on the Freshers' Week and beat the place up a bit.
It is Freshers' Week time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is you know what it is, don't you? It's students, first time away from home, they go mad.
Yeah.
I did it. I was a student. You know, and you're first time away from home, and of course, you know, you just go mad on stuff. And if that involves taking toilet roll holders off the walls, that's the crazy guys they are, Nick.
They certainly are.
You've phoned to play Dead or Alive, haven't you?
I'll give it a go.
Excellent stuff. Have we got some dramatic bed music for this that we once had before? I'm just not asking you, Nick, obviously. I'm not suggesting you'd know that. I'm just asking Helen. And she's just staring at a screen now. Just makes the whole thing more exciting, Nick, doesn't it, if we've got some bed music?
It does.
Yeah, makes it sound like we're, you know, having a better time than... That's not it, is it? That's just a noise. No? We used to have some countdown sort of music, doing some sort of game show bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might do, yeah.
You know.
I've been on a couple.
Oh, we got it. Okay.
I've been on a couple of game shows, so.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, before we play, tell us what game shows you've been on.
Oh, well, I went on Wheel of Fortune.
Did you? Was that in the Nikki Campbell era?
It was, with Carol ever so smiley.
Oh, she was ever so smiley. Did you, though? Did you, like everyone else who meets Nikki Campbell,
yeah,
just want to punch him in his smug mouth?
No.
Didn't you?
That's not my way.
Oh, you're a good bloke. You are, aren't you? You no. won't. Yeah, if it was me on Wheel of Fortune with Campbell, I'd have, like, spun the wheel and then held his face in it.
No.
If it was me? No?
No, 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 he wasn't.
Did you win?
I did, yeah.
What did you win?
I won all the prizes, funnily enough. I won all the prizes and the car.
And the car?
Yeah.
What car was it?
Well, it was a little while ago. It was a Vauxhall.
Vauxhall what?
A Nova.
Was it? Did you just give it away?
Yeah, it was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to play Dead or Alive?
I went on Blankety Blank as well, but you're not really interested in
you
that.
You went on Blankety? I am interested in that. Was that Wogan era?
No, it was Les Dawson.
Les Dawson, though.
Yeah,
genius.
He was very, very funny, man. Very nice, man.
Brilliant, man. I wouldn't push his face in anything. He's brilliant.
Yeah. And before you ask me, yeah, he's dead now.
Yeah, I know he's dead now. Okay. He's not in the list of the competition.
Oh, okay.
But let's see. What did you win on Blankety Blank, by the way? Blankety Blank, checkbook and pen?
Well, no, I got that, yeah. But the pretty standard thing was I won a lawnmower.
What an awesome prize.
It was, yeah. But that was the sort of programme you didn't go on for the prizes. You just went on for the fun of it all.
That's true. Do you remember any of the celebrities that were on it with you?
I do, funnily enough, yeah. Because I've got it on tape somewhere.
Oh,
but I don't look at it. It was Sheila Ferguson. Nicholas Lyndhurst.
Bernie Clifton?
No, he wasn't there, no.
Anyone else? John Inman?
No, he wasn't there.
No,
it was a while ago, and as I say, there was a few of them on there, but a few noms. Old Tony Blackburn.
Oh, obviously Tony Blackburn. Yeah, you turn up to anything, Tony Blackburn. Well, I can tell you that the prize this afternoon is for a trip round James O'Brien.
Okay.
Do you think you're in with a chance?
Well, I'd like that. Well, it'd be nice to come to the studio and have the trip round, isn't it?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could do it wherever you like.
Oh,
that'd be nice. Okay, well, let's see if you win, then. Here we go. We're going to play Dead or Alive.
Okay.
that's just frightening music. First one. Dead or Alive, Nick, my mum.
Your mum's alive. She's a nice lady.
Good. My dad, dead or alive?
I think your dad's alive as well.
Okay, my nana, dead or alive?
I suppose by the law of averages, she may have passed away.
She has, actually, yeah. And it was while I was on air in July on LBC.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
That's right. Don't worry. Didn't like her much. So...
Did we avoid not the family?
I'm moving on now. Okay. Simon Mayo, dead or alive?
Simon Mayo. No, he's alive.
My parents' dog, Lucy, dead or alive?
This is a difficult one. Lucy. Now, I don't know Lucy very well, but no. I don't think she's around anymore.
Well, she is. She's on literally on her last legs.
Oh,
and there are only three of them.
Oh.
Richard Briers, dead or alive?
Oh, he's alive, Richard Briers.
Skeletor. Dead or alive from the He-Man cartoon?
Well, he was never alive because he was a skeleton.
Interesting. But he had sentient knowledge.
I'll say not alive.
Okay. Bruce Willis, dead or alive?
Oh, Bruce is alive.
No, Bruce Willis is a ghost. Everyone knows. Thor, God of Thunder.
Oh, well, that was a mythical thing, so he wouldn't be alive.
John Thor,
sadly, passed away.
John Thor, God of Thunder.
John Thor, God of Thunder?
Yep, dead or alive.
You're making them up now. If I said God of Thunder wasn't alive and John Thor, neither of those could be alive.
Okay, fair enough. The actress, Zoe Wanamaker.
Oh, she's alive.
The actress, Breville Sandwich Maker.
Unfortunately, she's toasted.
Oh, good answer. Steve Winwood.
Stevie Winwood, that was a... What was he, in the Faces or something?
Traffic.
I'll say he's alive.
Lenny Bennett, you're a quiz king. Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders.
No, unfortunately, he's dead.
Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Well, he should be dead if he's not.
He's alive and making home movies that you don't really want to see. Petra, the Blue Peter dog.
No, Petra, shame, she passed away.
Connie Hook, the Blue Peter babe.
Who?
Connie Hook.
Connie Hook?
Yep.
Well, that sounds like a very old name, it must be, she must be passed away.
Babe the Sheep Pig.
Alive.
Finally, Pigsy out of Monkey.
Is Say that one again.
Pigsy out of monkey.
Dead.
Right, that was 20 names, Nick. And out of that, you got 12 right.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad, is it?
No.
But if anyone beats that, then they win the prize.
They get the trip round.
But if no one get the trip round James O'Brien, it's two tickets, by the way. You can take a guest.
Okay, that'd be nice.
Round James O'Brien. Neither you or your partner are a dwarf, are you?
No,
that's fine then, because he does stipulate no dwarves. Yeah, for that trip. Thank you for calling, Nick, though. Thank you, Nick. If you do give them the details and stay on the line and say hello to anyone who knows you. So, next caller, hello, Stevie, who's that?
Hello, John.
Who's that, Stevie?
I've just rang in and called it from Vauxhall.
Okay.
And what I wanted to tell you, it's been mentioned on the news.
Yep.
But I was going to ask you to get people to ring in. Paul, I know the electric is out in Kennington.
Yep.
Vauxhall.
Yep.
Woolworths.
Okay.
Camberwell.
Yep.
Elephant and Castle.
Yep.
I was just wondering, has it progressed further? If you can ask anybody, is it all over London?
Is it? Well, I can tell you, actually, the power has gone in the studio, Stevie.
It's gone in the studio.
It has gone in. We're completely off the air now because of this power cut.
Yes.
It's a bit of a disaster, if I'm honest.
Okay, John.
Thank you for that, though. I think we will keep you. I haven't got any up-to-date news on it, Stevie. It's gone. Is he gone?
About 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, you've still got no power.
Apparently, my friend just walked in, he said it's everywhere.
What's everywhere? No power is everywhere. Is no power everywhere?
Okay.
Thanks.
Cheers, John.
Thanks. This afternoon, across London, there's no power everywhere. LBC 97.3 0870 90 90973.
Here's a puzzler.
Yes, I am him. Holmes at lbc.co.uk is the email this afternoon. Text us, if you wish, 84850. Still to come, between now and 6:30, we will be doing the Mystery Song Competition. It's this song. Yeah, that song. I like to keep you on your toes, Helen. That's the song. If you think you know the title of that mystery song, text or email 84850 or holmes@lbc.co.uk. We also want to know if you've ever annoyed the hell out of your neighbours or they've annoyed you. 0870 90 90 973. Hello, I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. Okay. Good afternoon to you. 4:33 now on LBC 97.3 and probably elsewhere. I don't know, I haven't checked. So, then, let us recap. We are talking this afternoon about annoying neighbours. Have you had an annoying neighbours? Are you an annoying neighbour? We're also doing the Mystery Song Competition. 84850, if you want to play that. And Dead or Alive, if you can beat 12, Nick got 12, he's in the lead at the moment. If you want to play Dead or Alive, 0870 90 90 973. On the electric telephone balancing unit now, John in Kingston. Hello.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right, actually. Yeah. Thanks for asking. That's very kind. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah.
Good, what are you doing today? Anything exciting?
Well, I've just put on the radio and I'm also watching the television.
That's mad.
Which is, you know, sort of multimedia experience.
It is. What are you watching on the television?
Well, I've got Deal or No Deal on at the moment.
To a soundtrack of LBC?
Yes, yeah.
That must be quite surreal.
Well, not really. No, I'm quite used to it.
Do you do this all the time?
Yeah, and I'm actually playing darts as well.
On your own?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to beat my top score.
Which is?
52.
52?
Yeah.
That's with three darts?
No, just the one.
52 with one dart?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Well,
I don't know anything about darts.
It's an unusual dartboard.
With just a big 52 on it?
Yeah.
Is it 8 foot wide?
No, it's actually really, really quite small.
Right.
It's only the size of a pinhead.
Right.
And the reason I was calling...
So you're throwing a dart at a pinhead?
Yeah, it's you know, it's taken me... Well, I've been trying for 27 years.
Yeah.
And I've never got close.
Right. If you're watching the Deal or No Deal...
Yeah.
Why not throw darts at Edmund?
That's a good idea, yeah. I should get one of those, some of those darts with rubber suction cups on.
Well, no, no, because you can get those tellies now with the cloth screen.
Oh, yeah.
Can't you?
Yeah, you could, yeah.
So if you get buy one, I mean, I know they're quite expensive still, but if you wait till they come, they always come down in price after a bit, these things, don't they? But if you get one of those new tellies with the cloth screen that you can get.
Yeah.
Because that's the point of it. You're allowed to throw stuff at the telly without breaking it.
Oh, okay.
And it just, the picture just wobbles.
Can you fold them up and put them in your pocket?
Yeah, you can roll, you roll them.
Oh, okay.
It's just like hanging a J cloth on the wall. It's, and you can get like, if you leave, it's, you can get them in widescreen, which is sort of a bigger cloth.
Yeah.
Or you can get them, you know, in blanket size.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to make curtains. So you can watch telly in bed, but just look at your curtains.
What will they think of next?
What will they think of next? I don't know. What will they think of next, John?
Well, I've got no idea.
You're not very forward-thinking.
Oh, one of the things I was thinking of...
Yeah?
To improve the travel news, maybe you should nail the presenters to the front of a Scammel truck.
Interesting.
Drive them around the M25.
So it's sort of a truck eye view of the travel.
Yeah.
So instead of sitting
on the ground, sort of thing.
That's good. Instead of sitting aloof as they do in their made up travel centre that isn't really a centre and is just a desk, if we're honest, then you are saying that instead of them just sitting in there looking at CCTV cameras and all that stuff, we could nail the travel centre to the front of a truck.
Yeah.
Drive that then drives around the M25 and other roads. And gives us a live, from-the-scene travel report.
Exactly.
John, you've hit on something there.
I think it'd be more real.
It would be more real, wouldn't it? You'd get the sound effects and everything.
Yeah.
That is good. It'd be a bit like, because they'd have to do the tubes as well, of course, but you know, have you seen Spider-Man 2?
Oh, yeah.
You know in Spider-Man 2 when Spider-Man is trying to stop that tube train, the runaway bit train, by hanging on the front of it and spinning webs to buildings? It'd look a bit like that for me.
You could nail them to the front of a tube as well.
Yeah, or glue.
Glue, yeah. Doesn't have to be nails.
Doesn't have to be. It could be that the combination of the no more nails that you buy from hardware shops.
Good idea, yeah.
No more nails.
Solvite's quite good.
Solvite. So you're suggesting, John, that we Solvite LBC's travel presenters to the front of the vehicles they're talking about.
Yes.
So they give us, from the ground up, a live travel report.
A real reportage.
That's pretty good, John.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to put that in a memo and send that round the building. You know, that's... you know, they might agree to that.
Okay.
Good call, John.
Thanks a lot.
No, thank you.
I'll speak to you later.
It was a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Ta-ra.
Hello, Terry in Bishop Stortford. Hello.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How was your afternoon today, this evening?
Not bad, thank you. A couple of bad meetings today, but apart from that...
What do you do, Terry?
Training manager for a furniture company.
Okay. And what are the meetings about? What items of furniture?
Oh, our impending conference. We've got a conference on the 22nd of November.
Impeding?
Yeah, impending, sorry.
I thought that's what it meant.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Yeah, I can tell.
This is the time of year where they decide to put about 5 projects on me for about a 3-week completion, so...
Nice. So, what were your meetings? Were they, if it's furniture, were they about certain items of furniture?
Did you have a table meeting,
then a chair meeting?
Yeah, chair meeting. So I always wondered, even though I'm in furniture, an occasional table, what does it do the rest of the time?
That's very good, Terry.
Very good. By the way, your last conversation there about television as the cloth ones...
Yes.
Fantastic. I've got some the size of flannels, and they go on the back of your headrest.
Isn't that good?
In-car entertainment. Fantastic.
Anti-macassars.
That's the things.
If anti-macassars, I think they're those things you put over the back of... that old people put over the back of chairs, is that right?
It is, yeah. Or is it grandad? That's what old people have. Never mind. That's another story.
You're saying that the old people have grandads over the back of chairs?
Yeah.
I don't think you can say that at this time in the afternoon. Anti-macassars, though, I think, are those doily things that they make themselves.
I do believe they are.
I think. Do you still get those?
Not in our shops, you don't know.
0870 9090973. Perhaps people know. Perhaps you're making one now.
Maybe.
Terry, you've got a neighbour's story for us, is that
correct? I used to live in Herefordshire, and I lived on an end terrace, and I had a really annoying young girl that lived next door that insisted on playing loud music late at night.
Yeah.
No matter how much you told her to stop, she'd still do it. So I thought, in the end, I got fed up. A year and a half down the line, I went away for a fortnight's holiday.
Yeah.
and I had a stereo that had a timer, sleep timer on it, and an on-timer, so I put it on to come on full blast at 3 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Excellent.
Every day for 2 weeks. Of course, she couldn't ask me to switch it down because I was on a beach in Cyprus.
Brilliant.
Funny enough, she never did it again when I came back.
That is genius. See, if more people did that, I like your thinking. Well, that's going to some trouble as well. That's
well,
setting
some programming, you know, get it working all right.
What song came on, or was it the radio?
No, I had it on loop on CD, and it was Fatboy Dim.
Okay, yeah.
Just pumping away, something really annoying. I actually went out and bought the CD purposely, because it was one I didn't particularly like, and she didn't like that kind of music either.
Yeah.
So just, you know, a complete antithesis of what she normally plays.
Very good work, sir. That is
and that
great.
Was the end of that.
You'd had words with her about it before, had you?
Oh, several.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand it, because she had a young child as well, so how the kid ever slept through her bloody din, I don't know.
I like it. And it was a week you were in Cyprus?
2 weeks.
2 weeks of that at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You know, that's good job I was on an end terrace. If I was in a mid terrace, it wouldn't have been fair on the other neighbour, but because I was on the end, it was okay.
It was kind of fine. I think, you know, you may have instilled an evil seed in many people's minds with that, Terry, because I'm sure this happens to lots of people. I was on holiday once, actually, you say we were in Cyprus. I went to Greece, this is years ago, and the apartment below where I was staying, at about 3 o'clock in the morning, at a really similar time, this guy would play. Do you remember that song that was from the film, the wet one? I feel it in my fingers.
That really annoying song.
That one. That incessantly over and over again at about probably 3 a.m, similar thing. And he'd just play that over, wake you up and you go, oh, well, what'll come on next? Nothing did. The same song for ages. And I went and shut up. Just a big drunk. He's bigger than me though. I wasn't going to argue with him.
You should have smothered him with your multi-pillow.
You are on fire, Terry,
it is
today.
Cheesy, I have to say. It was cheesy, I'm sorry.
With your jokes. First, you do the furniture industry standard joke about the occasional table, which, let's face it, is a good joke.
Absolutely.
And then you come way back in as though you've moved to bedding with a pillow joke. Marty-pillow, pillow.
There we go.
I saw Marty-pillow the other day in reception area of a radio station.
Was he looking ill?
He didn't look very well.
He's looked very gaunt lately, hasn't he?
Yeah, we all know why, don't we?
Well, yeah, there are rumours.
Yeah, there are rumours. I think they're true. But I'm not going to repeat them in case they're not. And he's probably got a lawyer. So, but you, yeah, I wish I'd thought of your idea that you could just play this. Well, it would have been pointless on my holiday, of course. But it's a good idea. People who have got noisy neighbours, good idea, Terry.
You know what they say, revenge is a dish best served cold.
Who say that?
I don't know. People.
People do.
I've heard it.
People in the canteen here say it.
By the way, one last thing. Have you heard this? I heard this thing. I don't know where I heard it. I might have heard it online somewhere or something. But about a conversation in America.
Yeah.
There was a southern state in America where they were trying to teach foreign languages to students.
Yes.
Because obviously, as we know, they're very much against leaving their own country and owning passports to
Indeed.
America.
I have to hurry you, by the way, because...
Okay, you've got more travel, have you?
Yeah.
And they interviewed a general who had a local college thing going on there, and he said quite clearly... He said, if English was good enough for our saviour Jesus Christ, it's good enough for me. And I thought that just sums him up in a tree. Absolutely.
Does, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Well, lovely to talk to you.
Andrew, do you want to introduce the travel, by the way?
We're going over to travel.
Oh,
now,
no, we're going to an advert first.
Oh, right.
So if you could say in the next 5 seconds, if you could say, it's LBC 97.3, adverts, then travel. Say that.
Okay. In the next 5 seconds on LBC, adverts, then travel.
That'll do.
Which of the following statements...
It says here, where is it? The one I wanted to read out here. John, this is the first time I've listened to this programme, and I've never heard a radio DJ, I'm not a DJ, sound so awful and unprofessional. You sound like you've never done this before, and I hope you never do it again. Thanks for that. Which is fair, because I haven't done this before, really. I just took advantage of an unlocked door. Walked in from outside where I live. I live just outside here. If you've ever been to where LBC studios are, there's a estate and a bridge, and under the bridge there's arches. I live there, and there's an unlocked door. Ian Lee was off. I walked in. That's what you get. So in many ways, you're right. John, the Nicky Campbell comment. Excellent. You can stay on the radio. Perhaps we need a game called Clout Campbell. Speaking of games, the world is full, of course, of unexplained mysteries. Loch Ness Monster, the Marie Celeste, Justin Lee Collins. But right here on LBC 97.3, we, of course, are playing the Mystery Song competition this afternoon. I will play you a snatch of song, Easy Tiger. Yeah, snatch of the song, and you simply have to tell me the title. It's a text or email-only competition. Text us 84850, email homes@lbc.co.uk. There are prizes. You win this afternoon an LBC mug, a sticker, and a dead rat that we've written LBC 97.3 into the side of. This is the song. Lady Madonna. I can tell you it's by the Beatles, but who, no, what, is the song title? Let's hear it again. Lady Madonna. I think you know what that is. 64046. Homes@lbc.co.uk. Got quite a few coming in, of course. Nikki from, where's this, Bloomsbury, thinks it's Smile by Lily Allen. Gail from Surrey thinks that it's Empire by Kasabian. Let's have another listen to that. Lady Madonna. Very close there, Gail, but not quite. Tony from East Dulwich, he thinks it's Straight Up by Paula Abdul. No, again, I don't think it is. Steve from Covent Garden, he's driving around Covent Garden. He thinks it's Crystal Ball by Keen. Let's have another listen. Lady Madonna. All very close, but I'm afraid none of you are right. But if you think you know, there are those prizes up for grabs. 84850, homes@lbc.co.uk is the things to push into technology to get through to us, if you think you know what that mystery song is. Meanwhile, though, Graham is on the A13. Hello, Graham.
Hello, John, all right?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks, on this lovely sunny afternoon.
It is sunny, isn't it? Actually, I was saying earlier, is it officially autumn yet, Graham, do you know?
I have no idea.
When does autumn officially start? Are we still at the end of the summer, or has autumn started now October's here? I don't know.
Well, it certainly feels like summer.
It still, doesn't it? It's what they call an Indian summer, Graham, perhaps.
It's good, I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
Yesterday afternoon, I sat with my sister in a pub garden.
Oh, fantastic.
It was pleasantly warm, I can tell you. Yes.
I'd like to play this game.
Dead or alive?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Where are you, by the way? You're on the A13 still?
I certainly am.
And what's it like there this afternoon?
It's all right. It's good going the way I'm going, into London anyway.
There you go. Travel news live from the horse's mouth. I'm not calling you a horse,
yeah,
Graham.
But it's not good going the other way, though.
No?
No, not at
Do
all.
Do you subscribe to the idea that someone suggested earlier that we should nail the LBC travel presenters to the front of vehicles?
Yeah, maybe. Probably yeah? A good idea.
Because that way we'd get the travel from where it's happening.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Graham, now, we are going to play Dead or Alive. What do you do, by the way, Graham?
Me, I'm a plasterer.
A what, sorry?
A plasterer.
A plasterer. Have you plastered anything today?
No, not at all.
So, a bit slow on the plastering front?
Yeah, we've been fixing security mesh in a prison today.
Fixing security mesh in a prison?
Yeah, heavy gauge wire.
Good work. Which prison?
Chelmsford.
Is this because someone had broken out of it?
It's to stop people breaking in and out.
Who break into a prison?
You'd be surprised.
What's the point of that?
I don't know, but you'd be surprised. People do.
People break into prisons?
Yeah, to help people break out.
Well, that's ridiculous. What if you got caught?
And you get 10 years inside.
But you're already inside. They wouldn't even have to bother with court. What a stupid... If you're going to break someone out of prison, do it properly, get a helicopter, you know, do it... You know, stay on the outside yourself, help them over the fence. Don't break in.
No, no, we don't want to help people out there.
Well, no, you don't, no. But if you were if you were minded to do so, all I'm saying, Graham, is that it's stupid breaking it. That's like the programme Prison Break. Have you ever seen that?
I've heard about it. I haven't really watched it.
That's a man with tattoos all over him who's tattooed the layout of the prison on his own body to break in to get his brother out. He just gets himself put in prison. Fancy breaking in? Were you fixing this because someone had tried to break in?
No, it's brand new work.
Brand new work?
Yeah.
Do you electrify it?
No, we should do, though.
You think?
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
We're entertaining. You could televise that. Channel 5 would probably televise that. Electric prison breakout, we'd call it. With Justin Lee Collins.
10,000 volts.
What?
10,000 volts.
10,000 volts. Electric prison breakout with Justin Lee Collins.
Fantastic.
Would you watch that?
Yes, I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
So everyone would, wouldn't it? The ratings would go through the roof, as would the prisoners if enough voltage was applied. Listen, we've got to take a short break there, Graham, but stay there if you would.
Okay,
thanks. See you next time. Bye.
This weekend is massive.
The idea of Justin Lee Collins presenting Channel 5's 10,000 volt electric prison breakout, which would be a good programme. Let's... Hello, Graham, still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Excellent. We're going to get your dead or alive in before the news at 5.
Excellent.
Okay, are you ready to play?
I certainly am.
If you beat 12, you win that trip round James O'Brien this afternoon.
Fantastic.
Okay, so have you got some bed music there that's slightly better than the bed music we had last time, by any chance? Excellent. Okay, let's play Dead or Alive. That's the same bed music we had last time. I said better than. Never mind. Okay, right, first one, Graham. My mum, dead or alive?
Alive.
My dad, dead or alive?
Alive.
My nana, dead or alive?
Alive.
No, she's dead. If you were listening earlier, or even in July when I was here, she died while I was on air. Simon Mayo, dead or alive?
Alive.
My parents' dog, Lucy, dead or alive?
Dead.
She's alive, on her last of the three remaining legs. Richard Briers, dead or alive? The actor Richard Briers.
Dead.
No, he's alive. He was in Extras last week. The other star of Extras, apart from Nick Ferrari. Skeletor, dead or alive?
He's dead, isn't he?
Maybe. Bruce Willis, dead or alive?
Alive.
No, Bruce Willis is a ghost. Thor, God of Thunder, dead or alive?
Alive.
John Thor, dead or alive?
Dead.
John Thor, God of Thunder.
Alive.
The actress Zoe Wanamaker.
Alive.
The actress Breville Sandwich Maker.
Dead.
Steve Winwood.
Alive.
That bed music isn't even long enough, is it? Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders.
Dead.
Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Alive.
Petra, the Blue Peter dog.
Dead.
Connie Hook, the Blue Peter babe.
Dead.
Babe the sheep pig.
Dead.
Pigsy out of monkey.
Dead.
I can tell you, out of 20 dead or alives there, I'm just going to add them up, Graham. Hang on. How many did you get? Right, 1, 2, 3. 13 out of 20, Graham.
13.
You are in the lead.
Fantastic.
For the tickets to have a guided tour of James O'Brien this afternoon, you'll be shown around James O'Brien if you win. You'll be able to see how he works. You might be able to pull some of the levers that work him yourself.
Right.
Did you know it takes 20 skilled and 3 unskilled workers to work James O'Brien? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's just to make him move. If you want, his eyes move as well. The prize, as I say, is a backstage tour of him to see how he's all put together. You've got two tickets, so it's for one lucky winner and a guest. If you want to take a guest, would you?
Yeah.
Who would you take if you win?
My mate, John.
Your mate, John. The two of you could go round James O'Brien. It is wet in places, that tour. So you would have to wear a hard hat and protective clothing. Have you got protective clothing?
Yes, we have.
Being a plasterer,
I wear as well.
Being plasterer, I suppose you have. So that's good. Either you or your mate John a dwarf?
No.
That's good, because James O'Brien won't allow dwarfs round him.
No, that's fair enough.
Okay.
I wouldn't like him around me either.
Okay. If you want to play, thanks for playing.
You're in the lead.
If you think you can beat Graham's score on Dead or Alive, 0870 90 90973 this afternoon. If you think you know what the mystery song is, 84850, email us, homes@lbc.co.uk is the email. But the phone lines are remaining open this afternoon for other stuff as well. 0870 90 90973. Good afternoon. I'm a man called the name of John Holmes, sitting in the chair for Mr. Ian Lee. News is next. Hello, by the way. LBC Night. A lot of texts coming in then for the mystery song competition this afternoon. Let's just hear it if we can. Can we hear the mystery coming? Lady Madonna. There it is. So, what's that? What is that? That's what we're asking. Let's say this is... John! Yes, this is Andy and Nikki on the M20. We think it's Mr. Guy Ritchie, sung by Madonna. Great show when you fill in for Ian, which I'm doing, incidentally, if you're wondering who the hell I am. I'm John. Hello. Sitting in for Ian Lee. John, is it Hi Fido by Bucky? No, it isn't. From Brian in Staines. Hi, John. Why don't you play any music? Because it's not a music station. You massive idiot. Julia Nikki. No, that's not. I've read that one. That's Joanne from Islington. Is the mystery song Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie or Bauhaus? She doesn't mind which. Elsie has texted in. She's baking a fruit cake. And she says, is it Train to Brazil by the Guillemots? No, I'm afraid it isn't, Elsie. But if you think you know, there are prizes up for grabs. It's a tour. The prize is a tour around the presenter James O'Brien. And this is the song you simply have to tell me the title of. Lady Madonna. I'll tell you it's by the Beatles, but what is the title? 84850. Email homes@lbc.co.uk. Meanwhile, let's go to line... Line one, Sarah, hello.
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 My signal's gone.
Well, I can hear you, so it clearly hasn't, has it? Yes, it has. Pat in Acton, hello.
Yes, hello, John. I just phoned up because about 15 minutes ago I heard some really nasty caller saying nasty things about you, and I thought that was horrible because, to be quite honest, I don't normally listen to the programme at this time of day, but when I heard your voice...
Yes.
I was really enjoying... I honestly was enjoying what you were talking about. And your show and your manner, you were very friendly.
I'm a friendly person, Pat.
You are, which is nice. But the important thing is you don't ridicule the callers, which some of the presenters do. And you do let the callers get a word in edgeways, which, again, some of the other presenters don't. So I was really enjoying your programme.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
So that's why I phoned in, because, you know, the other person was saying some really nasty things.
Yes.
I think it was horrible. But you were new. I mean, I hadn't heard your voice before, so I just wanted to say that it was really nice to hear your voice. And I hope you stick around quite a bit.
Pat, how nice you are.
Not at all.
That's very kind of you, isn't it? Because normally I sit here and I get abuse.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Normally, some of the texts come in, they go, John, you're rubbish, they say. You're
I know. I think people are horrible when they say things
I
like
know.
That. But honestly, no, you really do sound friendly. And what I really don't like with some of the... They really ridicule some of the callers. And I think that's horrible, you know. And I think, well, I'm not going to phone into that one.
Yeah, well, how good of you, Pat. It's good that you're there. What do you do, Pat, by the way?
I'm an ex-civil servant. Very boring, John.
Now, Pat.
Yes.
You see, you say,
yes.
Ex-civil servant, how very boring. But you
yes.
say that, but when people say they're civil servants, what that means is they work yes. for MI5, like in Spooks.
I don't attain to such great heights, I'm afraid. I was only a clerk in the passport office.
Yeah, but I bet you've got a license to kill, Pat. Haven't you?
I wish I had.
Have you killed a man?
Not yet. But there's been a few that I've been seriously thinking about, though.
would you like to tell us who they are?
Not really. I don't think there's time, John, to be honest.
Oh, it's a long list, is it, Pat?
Well, quite a few, yes.
Oh, I see.
Quite a few.
I see. If you don't mind me asking, Pat, what sort of age group are you?
Oh, I'm terribly ancient, John.
Are you?
Yeah, I think I'm probably old enough to be your mother.
How old are you? You don't have to tell us. I mean, just roughly. 50s?
Yes.
There you go. That's
yes.
all I need to know.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm only 19.
90?
Yeah. 19.
Oh, 19?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we all tell a few little porkies yeah. about our age, don't we?
I clearly just have, yes. But
yes,
that's fine.
I thought you probably
yeah,
had.
That's fine.
But it's difficult to tell from people's voices how old they are.
I suppose it is in a way, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think you sound quite young, and people have told me that I sound quite young.
You do sound young. Quite young. You're full of energy there, Pat.
Not always. I try.
Yeah, for a Monday afternoon, though, that's, you know... Why are you an ex-civil? You're not retired, are you? Because you're not retiring age.
I'm afraid I took early retirement,
did
John.
Did you? Did they give you a lot of money?
No, not a lot, because, you see, I was at home bringing up two sons for
yes.
a long time, so I only went back when I was quite late, when I was in my 40s, well, just turned 40.
Yes.
You see, so I was only there for about 10, 11 years, so by the time I retired, I wasn't worth very much.
Did they let you keep your gun?
No, they took that back off me.
Did they? How miserable is that?
I know, I begged them, but no, they wouldn't. You know what the civil service is like for red tape, you
I,
know,
well,
they hang on to them.
They do, they won't even let you take away literally the red tape that I know
no,
you have
exactly.
either.
Well, we used to wear, uniforms, they used to call it corporate clothing there, you
bulletproof.
Know, but they wouldn't even let me keep that.
Bulletproof.
No, just sort of cotton from Shepherd's Bush Market, actually.
Being Shepherd's Bush Market, though, it's probably designed to stop weaponry.
Well, possibly, yeah. And when if you worked in the passport office as I did, you often needed some sort of defence against the public because they could get quite stroppy sometimes.
I have a favourable, speaking of stroppy public in passport office, yes. I have a favourable towards the passport office story for you.
Oh, really?
Not that long ago, probably about a year ago, I applied I lost my passport.
Oh, yes.
And so I, you know, applied and said, I've lost my passport, I need a new passport, you know, and yes. I need it quite quickly because I'm going away next week.
And they only gave you a restricted validity, I suppose.
Well, no, what happened was, I sent it in, all the forms and everything else. You know how you take it to the post office and they stamp it and say, yeah, this is all correct and the photos are right and all this sort of stuff. Yes. So all that went off, that was fine. Yes. And it didn't run, you know, nothing happened within 2 or 3 days. And I phoned them up and I said, it's quite urgent now.
Yes.
And they said, oh, yeah, it's gone to the passport office in, I don't know, Manchester or wherever it was.
Probably Glasgow.
It started off somewhere. No, maybe it was. I can't remember.
You used to send them out to all the other offices.
It was the furthest away office from where I was. I know, that's all I know.
Could have been Liverpool as well.
And I think it went to Liverpool. Oh. And then I phoned them and then they said it had been moved to Glasgow. And then I phoned them up saying, where is it? Mm. And they said, oh, they were on strike that day. So that was a day wasted.
Oh.
Then no one could track it down. Or find it.
This sounds very familiar, actually.
Then the day does it? Well, you know, straight from, you know, you work there.
Yeah.
Straight from where, so I go, well, where is it? And they say, well, I need to pick it up in London. I'm going on holiday tomorrow and I need it.
Uh-huh.
And they said, right, okay, well, we have found it, but could you come to the office?
Yes.
So I went to the office.
Yeah.
And I got there.
Yes.
And it turned out that the reason that all this had happened was because someone else had fraudulently claimed my identity, applied for my passport in my name with my birth certificate that they got a copy of.
God, yes.
Mine. And only when I applied again did it flag up.
Yes.
That someone else had taken my identity via my passport.
Unfortunately, this did happen. I won't say regularly, but, you know, I have known it to happen quite a lot.
But my compliments to the service, because it was, they noticed straight away. I had to go in, sure, but then, you know, of course, they believed
me. That's why they wanted to see you in person.
That's exactly why.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the reason. So I went, and it was all sorted out. It was fine.
Oh, good. I'm so pleased.
So compliments to the service, Pat, for sorting that out.
Oh, well, thank you. But I must hasten to add that I wasn't there on the day that they had the strike. I'd already retired by then.
That's fair enough.
So nothing to do with me.
I've got to go to travel and break and stuff, but it's pleasure to talk to you.
And you, John.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
And I'm sorry they didn't let you keep your gun.
Yeah, me too.
What is your immune system actually?
Apple. Okay, so, Chris, let go of the mouse. I'm trying to read that. Thank you. All right, John, trying to email you through the LBC 97.3 website. I can't. Can you get your techies onto this problem? I haven't got any techies, as far as I know, so no. Dead or alive, we have power in Rotherhithe, and that's all that matters. That's from Peter in Rotherhithe, Rotherhithe, and he needs the power to keep his sherry cool in the fridge. And I like a man who drinks sherry at 5:15 on a Monday afternoon. That's a sophisticated kind of guy. Let me go to the texts here. This is for the mystery song quiz, which, lest you need reminding, today is this. Lady Madonna. If you think you know what that is, 84850 or homes@lbc.co.uk on the email. John, is the song Don't Pray For Me by Marilyn Manson? That's from Mick. No, I'm afraid it isn't Mick, no. John, is it If I Had a Hammer by the New Seekers? That's from Liz in Bromley. Hello, Liz, and I'm sorry it isn't. John, is the song I Can't... I'm from the road, John. I'm on the road in Crystal Palace. And I think the song is Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie. Let's have a listen. Lady Madonna. Again, it's quite tricky. I'm sorry, Christine, you didn't get that right. Is it Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by Bob Marley? That's from Peter Plums in Basildon. And there, where's that one? This is from Laura, and she's listening on a digital radio, and she says, is it Tom York's Harrow Downhill? Well, I'm afraid it isn't any of those things. But if you think you know better... There are prizes. Remember, it's a trip round James O'Brien, no dwarves, this afternoon. 84850, homes@lbc.co.uk is the email. You can also play Dead or Alive this afternoon, 0870 90 90 973, if you want to win, if you want to play that. I mixed the prizes up there. There's a James O'Brien prize. I'm just giving it away this afternoon. It doesn't matter. Anyway, our next caller is LBC's billionth caller. Hello.
Is that me?
I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know. Are you the billionth caller?
I don't know. You should know. You're a DJ guy.
I'm not a DJ.
I'm sorry, radio presenter.
Thank you. DJ would imply that I'm jockeying discs.
Which you are not doing.
Which I am not doing.
I'm talking through your mouth.
I'm talking through my mouth, that's right. Some texts would argue that I wasn't talking through my mouth, but from somewhere else, if I'm honest.
They're mean to you, those people who do the nasty texts.
Aren't they? They've got nothing better to do, have they, really? You know, they're in their hospitals, in their wards.
What, the mental ones?
The mental ones. Nothing to do.
Mental people and mental.
Yeah. How are you, anyway?
I'm all right, I'm eating grapes.
You're eating?
Grapes.
Grapes? I've got an apple.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we just eat fruit for a moment? Let's have a fruit. Let's have a fruit moment.
Right.
It's 5:21. Fruit moment. You have a grape.
Okay, ready?
Yep, go.
And you've got to have a bite of the apple, yeah?
I will, but you do the grape first.
All right. That's good.
Is it?
Yeah, that's my last one, though.
What? That's no good. How are we going to carry that on?
I've got a banana.
Brilliant. Eat that.
Oh. Yeah, I've already had one, though. I might be a bit ill.
Can you get banana poisoning from two bananas? I'm going to have some apple, hang on.
All right, I'm just opening a banana.
Is that, I don't think you open, you peel them, don't you?
Oh, God, my fridge is broken now. Hang on. Just doing it.
Go on, Em.
Just peeling the banana, John.
Okay. I think we've all got that imagery.
Harry, how's the apple?
Why is a banana in the fridge, by the way?
I always keep bananas in the fridge.
Why?
Why not?
Well, you're not supposed to, are you?
Yeah.
I thought you'd just put them in a fruit bowl.
I haven't got a fruit bowl. Look.
Well, a fridge is a hardly a replacement for a fruit bowl. Any sort of bowl would do. Sarah, to be honest.
A little student room.
Yeah.
I think I've got a place for a fruit bowl.
Well, everyone's got space for a fruit bowl.
I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
My room's diddy.
Is it? Why? You've got a fridge. What else is in the fridge?
Do you want me to have a look?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give us a guided tour of your fridge.
My fridge? Hmm. I've got a freezer and everything.
As part of the fridge or separate?
As part of the fridge.
Okay.
We've got one banana.
Yep. What, left, or is this the banana you're eating?
No, the other one.
Okay.
I've got half a loaf of bread.
Yep. What sort of bread? Brown or white?
Marks and Spencer's golden wholemeal.
You say you're a student. That's not student food, is it? That's the food of the gods.
It is, and I am a goddess. Mushrooms.
Yep.
That was from Lewisham Market.
It's good, I'll tell you what, Sarah. Hey, how many mushrooms have you got?
Three
mushrooms. It's good you haven't got loads, because then there wouldn't be mushroom in your fridge for anything else.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. I bought that joke off of Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. I've got a carrot.
Yep. What, just one?
Yeah, just one.
Okay.
Got two pots of jam.
This is a fascinating conversation for everyone, isn't it?
Huh?
Nothing? Carry on.
Don't say it. Go on, Paul.
No, two pots of jam. What flavour jam?
Cherry and strawberry. Yay.
Yay.
I've got some ocean spray cranberry juice.
Right. Have you got cystitis or something?
Oh.
Well, what? It's a medical thing, isn't it? Supposed to be good for it.
I've got Benacol.
What's that? That's cough.
You drink in the morning.
Isn't that cough medicine?
No, Benacol.
Benacol, isn't it? What's Benacol, then?
It's the yoghurt drink that you eat, drink.
Is that with live bacteria?
Yeah, to help you.
Too weird. I don't trust that stuff.
Too weird.
I don't want to drink live bacteria. Call me old-fashioned, Sarah, but live bacteria...
Yeah.
Sounds wrong, doesn't it? I don't mind it. I don't care if it's in a drink or in a yoghurt. It sounds plain wrong.
It does a bit. I've got... some Hellmann's, but not the low-fat mayonnaise, because that's wrong.
Right.
The full-fat one.
The full-fat mayonnaise.
And I've got... Oh, I bought some cheese today. I've got some tomato puree, tomato ketchup, and I bought myself a bottle of champagne.
Now we come... Now, you see, we come to the truth. So, to be fair, there's not really much ingredients there to make your dinner with.
Yeah, but I've got champagne.
But you've got champagne, so it sort of doesn't matter,
yay,
does it? Are you gonna drink,
I'm happy.
Are you going to drink the lot?
Well, I've got some good news today, so probably will later.
What good news have you got?
Sorry, I'm eating my banana. Have you still got your apple?
Yeah. Should we have another fruit moment?
Yeah, okay, ready?
All right,
okay. That was a good fruit moment.
That was brilliant, man. I think every LBC 97.3 show should have a fruit moment.
Exactly.
Steve Allen's is one constant one.
Tip, and you won't die.
I'm not sure that's medically true.
Well, you could get...
Anyway, tell us about your good news.
I've got work experience at a radio station.
I see, and which radio station is that?
I would rather not say.
Okay, why?
Because it is one that is in London.
Okay, so we better not say then, had we?
I can say the first letter if you want.
Yeah?
B.
B? Is it a music or talk station?
Music.
Music, beginning with B.
B.
What?
B for fan. B for... B.
V or B?
B.
B for B?
No, B. B for
B.
Vera.
V?
Yeah.
Virgin.
A.
No, I was just calling you a virgin.
I didn't say that.
No, I see. If you see Christian O'Connell...
No, I've met him.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah.
Kick him in the arm.
What?
Nothing. Then you deserve your champagne, quite frankly.
Can I play Dead or Alive, please?
You want to play Dead or Alive?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe. Have we got time to do that before we go? Well, hang on, I'm just checking. We'll play it quickly, have we got time? Just checking, sir.
Well, if you can't,
Just bear with us a minute.
I'll go and drink my champagne.
That's all right. We got to, well, you can. That'd be double celebration if you win Dead or Alive, won't it?
Okay.
So we got what?
I've always wanted a tour of.
So we do James quick. O'Brien. We're doing a quick game of General Life, sir.
Yeah.
And you get a tour of James O'Brien.
Right. Hey.
Right. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Here comes some inappropriate music.
Hey.
Where did you find this stuff? Okay, Sarah. First one. My mum, dead or alive?
Alive.
My dad, dead or alive?
Alive.
My nana, dead or alive?
Dead.
Simon Mayo, dead or alive?
Dead.
My parents' dog, Lucy.
Alive.
Richard Briers.
Dead.
Skeletor.
Skeletor, alive.
Bruce Willis.
Dead.
No, he's a ghost. Thor, God of Thunder.
Who?
Thor, the God of Thunder. Is a Norse god.
Of alive.
Thunder. Alive. No, don't be silly. Made up. John Thor.
Dead.
John Thor, God of Thunder.
Alive.
The actress Zoe Wanamaker.
Dead. No, alive.
No, you can't change it. Breville Sandwich Maker.
Dead.
Steve Winwood.
Alive.
Lenny Bennett from ITV's Looking Ladders.
Dead.
Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Alive.
Petra, the Blue Peter dog.
Dead.
Connie Hook from Blue Peter.
Dead.
Babe, the sheep pig.
Dead, I ate him yesterday.
Pigsy out of Monkey.
Dead.
Right, I'm going to add those up over the news and the adverts and everything else. And then we'll see if you've won after all that. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. LBC 97.3. Hello, I'm John Holmes in for Ian Lee.
This week is DAB Digital...
Sarah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you
go on,
got...
give me the good news. Go on.
Out of 20.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what you had to beat?
13.
That's right.
Okay, go on.
You got...
Yeah.
13.
Oh, no.
And a half.
13 and a half?
That's right,
wow,
13.
Wow, well, as long as I'm a zombie.
And a half. Well, technically, my parents' dog, Lucy, did die, but my dad reanimated it in the garage.
Oh, you stuffed your dog.
No, it's not stuffed. You just put electricity through it and watched
that's
it.
That's sick.
Watched
man.
It jerk.
That is.
But it's come back to life. It's fine. So you're in the lead. So that's good news, isn't it?
So I can have a tour of James O'Brien.
We'll talk to you in a bit. This is LBC 19.3. Available. A bit of late breaking travel news as well for you there. Those traffic lights that are out in London this afternoon have now come under control of the Borg from Star Trek and have gained sentient intelligence and have ripped themselves up out of the road and are killing motorists willy-nilly. But anyway, if there's any change to that, of course, we will let you know. Meanwhile, I was going to talk... we were talking about annoying neighbours, of course. One of the things, so if you were have ever annoyed your neighbours or your neighbours annoy you, then of course we do want to hear from you. 0870 9090 973. But before we all move on across that, Jeff is in Finchley. Hello.
Hiya, John.
Hello there. Thank you for holding, caller.
Not a problem at all. Great show.
Oh, thanks very much. How kind of you to say.
Bit of a mystery one, and I wonder if your listeners could help me out and the 1001 other drivers that use the Finchley Road.
They're a discerning lot, Jeff, so I'm sure they can.
Let's hope so. The first water main that keeps getting reported, and that's on the Finchley Road itself.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Every time, I use the road every morning and every evening, and no workers. loads of barriers out, holes filled in, no water spurting anywhere.
Yep.
What is that all about?
This was, did you hear the caller earlier as well with this, exactly the same complaint? Exactly, said there are...
Should the LBC get to the bottom of it for us?
Well, I think, frankly, somebody should, and it might as well be LBC. But it happens all the time, wherever you go. So you've seen, it's officially road, I think it was the A41 earlier, it's wherever, there are the barriers, and there's no one working, and then, so I was suggesting we rise up in protest as drivers. You get to where the cones come in, if there's no one there, get out, move the cones, just carry on driving down it.
Sounds like a good idea.
Why not? What's the worst that could happen? Apart from, you know, whole accidents, death, mayhem, apart from all that. But apart from that, Jeff, what's the worst that could happen?
You could fall down the hole.
You could. That is the worst, really, isn't it?
There you go.
What's wrong with that? So what do you do, Jeff?
I'm in facilities.
What does that mean?
It means I facilitate the needs of other people, to be honest.
Well, we all try and do that whenever we can, Jeff, don't we?
Yeah.
Normally after a couple of drinks.
Some of us provide a total FM service like myself.
So you're on your way home now?
I am, unfortunately, down the A1 now into another...
Another load of roadworks.
Yeah.
You're not affected by the big power outage, are you, this afternoon?
No, not at all. Quite lucky in that respect.
Some are saying that the power cut in London this afternoon is a direct result of North Korea's nuclear tests. Where do you stand on that?
I don't. I lie down and take it, John.
Do you?
Yeah. There's not much you can do about the Koreans.
No, there's not really, is there? Don't you think it's a bit... don't you think George Bush has got a bit of front, though, going, we, as a global community, do not allow this to happen, when, in fact, of course, the only people who ever test nuclear weapons on people and cities are the Americans?
Well, you've only got to look at George Bush and listen to the way he actually relays his speeches to the public.
I know.
It's a bit... would you trust that man?
No, of course not.
Well, there's your answer.
I like the way we've turned it into political phone-in now, though. Do you see what we did there? Suddenly, I went from being an idiot to Nick Ferrari in one fell swoop there.
You'd never be able to beat Nick.
You're right there. I wouldn't even try. Frankly, he is the man, and he's bigger than me.
How's his hair?
I don't think there's any of it left now. I'm pretty sure it's all gone.
I'm pretty sure it is.
From what I saw of him today, did you see him in Extras?
I didn't.
He was in. He did a little cameo role in Extra on BBC Two last week.
When was that?
Not this week. It's the week before. I think.
No, definitely would have missed.
But he had hair in that. But that's a wig.
Ah.
That's the Ferrari wig.
Well, if you can get to the bottom of it, I'm waiting in my car.
Well,
with bated breath, John.
Maybe someone will give us a call to unbait your breath, Jeff. 0870-909-09-73 to tell us why tell us, ask me the question again because I forgot what it was.
Question is,
yep,
to all your listeners out there,
yep,
why on the Finchley Road have we the barriers, no water main,
there we go,
all filled in,
there you are,
come on, someone in the council, tell us,
come on lazy council,
let's get to the bottom of it.
If we can solve that for you, Jeff, we will.
You're a top man.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for having me on.
It was my pleasure. Was all mine, Jeff. Thank you. Good.
Take care.
And you, sir. Bye. Bob. Hello, Bob.
Oh yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
I have a theory about this and other disastrous roadwork situations in this town.
Please do share.
It's a deliberate combination of greed and ineptitude. And I wouldn't be surprised if you could get a hold of the contract covering such works, not only there, but anywhere, is that as long as a company's got their gear on site, they're getting paid.
Yeah.
Whether they've got men on site or not, they've fixed it or not, they're coming back to it or not, or whatever. So they're getting paid, and of course the people who work on this sort of stuff are pretty inept from what I can see.
It's a sweeping generalisation, Bob, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but what we need now is someone who works on these sites to give us a call and argue the case for it, don't we?
It is a bit sweeping, I do agree.
But there's no wrong with sweeping. In fact, if only they did some sweeping, at least that'd be some work.
But some of the... Well, that's right. I mean, in fact, you see how the system works. Today, I can't remember the geezer's name, but it's like the top legal man in the country put a pair of wellies on to show us how young thugs and criminals are really getting a hard time of it doing community service with a shovel, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think is, I mean, it's a nonsense, you know? I mean, why don't we nail them to Tower Bridge for a couple of weeks? You know what I'm saying?
Now, you see, this is like become a running theme now.
Well,
because you know, earlier I mean, on we were talking about LBC's travel presenters nailed to the front of lorries.
Well, it's I know it sounds a bit harsh, but when
just
without
a,
going
just a tad, Bob, just with, a tad.
Without going into specifics, you know the sort of crimes these guys commit. I'd have a one chance system in place. Okay?
Would you?
A one chance. I'd bring the guy and I'd say, look, you're a very naughty boy. You stabbed somebody, or you did this, or you did that, or whatever you did.
Yeah.
And this is the punishment for that crime. It might be, for example, if they'd, I mean, can we talk about rapists? If they were a rapist,
yeah,
you say, look, you know, we're going to execute you.
Right, it's a bit right wing, Bob, isn't it?
But we're going to give you one chance. I'm giving you one chance. This is your chance now.
Just one.
Make amends. It's all over. Wipe the slate clean.
Yeah.
But if you offend again,
we nail you to a bridge. Is that what you're saying?
We'll top you.
It's interesting. How about, I'll go one further then.
Okay.
How about, right, not even one chance.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have to commit a crime. They just look a bit funny.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I could,
because you could be in charge
of
this.
Pick up a couple of dozen like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you know, we all know, we know what we're talking about, don't we? You know, you
Absolutely.
See someone in the street and you go, they look a bit funny.
Absolutely.
Probably going to commit a crime at some point in their lives.
Hanging out at petrol stations.
Ah, yeah.
You know.
Those cashiers.
Stuff like that.
They're a bit funny. Anyone who buys a pasty from a petrol station. String them up, Bob, eh?
Well, now you're taking the mickey. You
I'm
know
not.
Exactly what I'm saying. Step out of line. You're a naughty boy. But you always hear it in Saturday, Sunday morning news reports. A man was stabbed last night. A youth has been released on bail. How does that work?
Well, I'm guessing simply because it, you know, innocent till proven guilty. But I'm guessing. But on the other hand, of course, I know many people will see what you're saying.
Well, I mean, shoot the guy up on sodium pentothal and say to him, "Look, did you do this?" And you know for sure he can't lie. I mean, so he's not going to say he did
does
it.
Does that actually,
Bob?
I've always wondered that. Does that work? Does the like sodium pentothal actually work as a truth? How does that work?
Well, it worked in Callan.
How would it make you tell the truth, though? I don't, you know.
It just apparently does sodium pentothal, and there's other. Have you ever had general anaesthetic in a hospital?
Yes, I have.
Because I've been operated on in the past, and on one occasion by a friend.
Why aren't I surprised by that? But go on.
On one occasion by a guy that I used to play squash with and whatnot. And it was just a minor operation on the ear, but they gave me general anaesthetic.
Yeah.
And the thing is that...
Did you admit to crimes?
As I was sliding under, he was just taking the mickey. He was showing off to some Egyptian anaesthetist he had. And he asked me a couple of questions about stuff, which I won't go into.
I don't think you should, frankly, no.
But I told this Egyptian guy, I answered every question he asked me truthfully.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was that given me, but it was just that usual, you know, take you down drug.
Yeah.
I was totally unconscious. I had no recollection of this conversation whatsoever. But you said,
I think
you
I'm going to feel a bit like this about this conversation after it happens. Actually,
well, maybe
it's. But yeah, well, okay. You know, you're entitled to that opinion. There's no reason why not. Many might agree with you, Bob.
I'm an easygoing guy. You know,
I can tell that.
Hurting people.
No, just killing them.
I see people hurting other people. I say, let's take these guys out. Society doesn't need them.
Okay, well, thank you, Bob. LBC 97.3, Bob there, who is standing for London Mayor. When London's just... There's any more news on that serious attack on Jamie Oliver... this afternoon by that angry mob of parents of fat children. We will, of course, be bringing you that. And the latest I can tell you, though, is that a 100-strong crowd of parents have this afternoon began feeding little bits of Jamie Oliver to their hungry kids, whose stomachs, they claim, have been ruined by the chef's obsession with salad and pancetta. Sections of Jamie have been torn off and thrown to the fat, feral schoolchildren, who are now instructing their parents to kill any adult who tries to make them avoid chips. It's like a cross between Can't Cook, Won't Cook and Children of the Corn down there, one man told LBC News. Except these children won't eat corn, they just want a taste of Jamie Oliver's guts. And as I say, more on that as it comes down the wires. And we also need to finish off Dead or Alive this afternoon, the game of Dead or Alive. There are tickets to a guided tour of James O'Brien. That's right. Up for grabs this afternoon. If you win Dead or Alive, you have Sarah to beat. She got 13.5 out of 20. She's currently in the lead. But if you want those tickets to James O'Brien, you get a backstage tour. You actually be able to pull some of the levers that work James O'Brien yourself. It does take 20 skilled and 3 unskilled workers to make him move. You could be one of them. Backstage tour, as I say, of James O'Brien to see how it's all put together. It's a fantastic prize for one lucky winner and a guest. And it's I do need to tell you that the James O'Brien tour is wet in places, and winners will have to wear hard hats and protective clothing. And James himself has stipulated no dwarves, please. But the first person to call 08709090973 right now will get straight through to the desk to play probably what would be the final Dead or Alive game of this afternoon. Because after 6 o'clock, we open the phone lines to you without any vetting at all, as I'm sure you realise now if you're a regular listener to me. Thank you. I'm John Holmes in for Ian Lee. 08709090973. Call that now. Call that right now to play Dead or Alive to win those tickets to James O'Brien. Have we got somebody? Yes, we have. Hello, who's that?
Hello, it's Stephen from Twickenham.
Hello, Stephen in Twickenham.
How's it going?
It's going all right, actually. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, thank
you. What have you been doing? You work today?
I have been working 9 till 5, yeah.
What have you been doing?
I work at Air France doing the IT support.
Air France?
That's the one.
You're not French, though?
No, I'm not, clearly.
I got that from your accent.
Yeah, I didn't sound like it. Yeah.
No, don't say that. yeah, well, fair enough. So, whereabouts, did you work out at Heathrow or something? Or?
Yeah, Heathrow, yeah.
Oh, okay. High security?
No.
No, yeah. No, it's the French, is what you were going to say there, wasn't it?
No.
No, you can't possibly say that. So, what do you do in IT support? Does that mean you operate what? Planes?
Computers, primarily.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I was getting that.
I make sure other people can do important things.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Enjoy it?
It's all right, yeah.
Yeah. Have you always worked for Air France, or have you worked for other airlines?
Well, you see, I'm on a sandwich year from uni, so
okay.
I'm a student still, technically.
I see.
Yeah.
What's a sandwich year, then? How does that work?
You put it between, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you take a year out to do work in the industry, then you come back and finish up your degree.
Got ya.
In your final year.
So it's technically teaching lazy students what work's like before they've even finished.
Yeah, essentially.
Is it a bit hateful for that reason? Are you looking forward to getting back to getting up at lunchtime and drinking heavily?
Exactly, yeah, but now I've got, a paycheck with which to do that. So.
Yeah. Well, which is good. Do they pay you well?
£800 a month, not amazing, but it's money that I wouldn't have.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, was that a plane taking off?
That was a motorbike.
Air France motorbike?
No.
I've got a question for you regarding airlines.
Do you?
Yeah. Now, someone I know the other day flew on Qatar Air.
Right.
Right, to Doha.
That's at the back of your throat.
Yeah, to Doha, and they're called Qatar Airlines, yeah?
Right.
If I owned that airline, what would I call them? Air Qatar. Air Qatar. Why on earth don't they do that?
Well, why indeed?
There's another question we need to answer this afternoon, Stephen.
Is that who is indeed dead and who is not?
That is the other question that we need to answer, yeah.
Fantastic.
Are you ready to play for prizes?
Oh, for prizes, yes.
Okay, you've got to beat 13.5.
Yes.
You ready to play?
I am indeed.
Okay. Here comes the inappropriate bed music. Every time.
How entirely inappropriate.
Isn't it? I think they just do it to annoy me. I think they just go, just find something you won't like. It's not that I don't like the bit of music, it's just highly inappropriate for the game.
It is, yes.
You know,
relevance.
What the hell? Fanfare for the common man, I believe.
Well, I believe so.
Thank you so much. Okay, so, dead or alive, first one.
Right.
My mum, dead or alive?
Alive.
My dad, dead.
Alive.
Or alive. Nice music, I like that, that's good, isn't it? But it comes in there.
Make it like they used to.
My nana, dead or alive?
Dead.
Simon Mayo, dead or alive?
Sadly, alive.
Okay, my parents' dog, Lucy, dead or alive?
Are we going on technicalities here?
Yep.
technically it was reanimated, or is that a different dog?
That's correct, that was reanimated, yes, well listened. So yeah, good. The actor Richard Briers?
Alive.
Skeletor?
Dead.
Bruce Willis?
Am I going for the ghost answer, or...?
It's up to you.
He's alive.
No, he's a ghost. Thor, God of Thunder?
Alive, because he's a god. How could he be anything else,
that's
really?
True. The bed music's run out, have you noticed?
I did notice.
They put it on, and then it just runs out. It's just not even well thought through.
No.
I'm going to give you one more before we have to go to a break, but then we'll come back to the other 10, okay? John Thor, dead or alive?
Alive.
Okay, we'll hold it there. We'll come back before the news, but after this. John Thor, God of Thunder.
Alive.
The actress Zoe Wanamaker.
Alive.
The actress Breville Sandwich Maker.
Non-existent, or is that not an option?
Up to you.
Yeah, what I said then.
All right, Steve Winwood.
Alive.
Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders.
Dead.
Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Alive.
Petra the Blue Peter Dog.
Sorry?
Petra the Blue Peter Dog.
Dead.
Connie Hook the Blue Peter Babe.
Alive.
Babe the Sheep Pig.
Are we talking the actor or the part played?
Up to you.
Alive.
Pigsy out of Monkey.
Dead.
Okay, that was 20. Do you want to know what you got?
I wouldn't mind.
You've got 13 and a half to beat. You got 13 and a half as well.
Oh, well, what does that mean, John?
Means you're joint in the lead with Sarah.
Well, that's fantastic.
It is fantastic. And there are two tickets, so you could both be going.
Why?
Come on!
Yes!
But we're going to get one more game in before the news.
Fair enough.
This is Dave on the phone now. Thank you very much for playing, Stephen, by the way.
Goodbye, John.
I know they'll take your details, probably. Dave, hello. Very quickly, Dave.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks.
All right, that's dispensed with. Do you want to play Dead or Alive?
Absolutely.
Okay, here comes the inappropriate bed music. My mum, dead or alive?
Alive.
My dad, dead or alive?
Alive.
My nana, dead or alive?
Dead.
Simon Mayo?
Alive.
My parents' dog, Lucy?
Dead.
It's a reanimated zombie. Richard Briers?
Alive.
Skeletor?
Alive.
Bruce Willis?
Alive.
Bruce Willis is a ghost. Thor, God of Thunder?
Dead.
John Thor?
Dead.
John Thor, God of Thunder?
Dead.
The actress Zoe Wanamaker?
Alive.
The actress Breville Sandwich Maker?
Dead.
Steve Winwood?
Alive.
Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders?
Alive.
Screech from Saved by the Bell?
Alive.
Petra the Blue Peter Dog?
Alive.
Connie Hook the Blue Peter Babe?
Alive.
Babe the Sheep Pig?
Alive.
Pigsy out of Monkey?
Dead.
That was 20. I'm going to add those up now, though. While I'm doing that, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boreham Wood.
And what's it like there this afternoon?
It's absolutely piddling down.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it sunny earlier?
It was nice earlier, yeah.
Do you think autumn has started yet?
I think it started about 3 days ago.
Is that official? Do you know that?
I know it because my wife's got a greenhouse and the plants are starting to limp.
Right. And that's officially the start of autumn in your house, is it?
It is, unfortunately.
Okay. While we've been having that pleasant chit-chat...
Yes?
I have been adding up your score.
Yeah.
And I can tell you...
Yeah?
You've got 13 and a half to beat.
13 and a half to beat,
yep.
Yeah.
You got... 14 out of 20.
Oh, excellent.
Dave, thanks. You are today's winner on Dead or Alive.
Thank you very much.
You have won two tickets for a trip round James O'Brien. You'll see how he works from the inside. You'll get to pull some of the levers, but bits of it are wet. You'll have to wear a hard hat and protective clothing. You're not a dwarf, are you?
Oh, no, I'm 6'3".
That's good. He doesn't like dwarves. Bye. Get down. Get funky. What? LBC 97.3. This, then, is apparently the time we now open the phone lines to all sorts of mentals. So if you want to call us, 0870 9090973, you will get straight through without any vetting whatsoever, which, against my better judgment, is the rules. So, first, yes?
Hello?
Hello.
All right, mate. Look, I haven't been listening for a while, but the last time you took over from Ian, you had a little bit of a flirtatious week with one of your travel girls.
That's right.
I was just wondering, how did that end up?
Oh, you know, she's not here anymore. I think they removed her from my
no,
vicinity.
With you?
Well, they don't let her near me.
Oh, you didn't take her on a date or anything?
Oh, no. That's forbidden.
Oh, I mean, it was just been on my mind, so you've cleared that one out.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah. Okay, next. Hello. Oh, I forgot this happened. It's just too... Yeah, next.
Hello, John.
Hello.
You used to play a game which I loved, and I wondered if you might bring it across the shelves of LBC.
What?
And it was called French Oral.
Oh, do you remember that?
I loved that.
Did you?
I
did you ever
stop thinking about it since I heard it?
Did you ever play it?
I never played it.
Didn't you? I don't think I'm technically at this time of night allowed to explain exactly what that was. Suffice to say, it was a phone-in game we used to play on a late-night show I did that I got fired from. So, that's fine. But we won't. But thank you, Matt, for reminding me of that, and I'm glad it's still in your mind. It was occasionally a success. Next, hello, yes?
Fresh puppy, hey!
What, was that words? James O'Brien's got a lot to answer for. Hello?
Bad it.
What?
Bad it.
Yep. It's their own time they're wasting. Hello, next line. Half. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Half. Yep. 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 Half. Yep.
Go away, you freak. Next caller, please. Hello.
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 John.
Yep.
Right, these, you know these camera cars that park up at these dubious no rights and no lefts and dish out £50 tickets?
Yes.
Right, we want to get people and pay them £5 an hour, these jobless lot, to stand there with big signs telling drivers not to do the illegal turns. I mean, how long is it going to be then before they realise they're not making enough money?
That's good.
They rip them off the streets.
That's good, you know.
It is good.
That's
isn't it?
Another good idea from LBC listeners. We've had several good ideas today. That is a winner.
Good man.
There you go. Thanks for that. Are you going to personally pay them?
Well, I think if we get enough drivers together, we can all club in.
We club in.
I'm sure.
Okay, I'll put a tenner in.
Good man.
Let's do it.
All right, mate.
Thanks, Derek. Good call. See, they're not all mad. Some of them are genius. Let's see if Neil is.
Boring.
No.
Boring.
No. Clearly, the opposite of that.
Boring.
I really, you know, if Alexander Graham Bell, right, who patented, not invented the telephone, if Alexander Graham Bell were alive today, right, he would rue the day he patented the technological equipment that's allowing this sort of thing to happen. Let's see if this gets any better. Hello there.
Hello there, it's Duncan Bannatyne from the Dragon's Den.
Okay.
And for that reason, I'm out.
See what I mean? See? Next caller.
Friday.
Yeah, let's see how long you keep that going. Before you run out of breath. Not very, it seems. Certainly not as long as Bill Withers in the song Lovely Day. Next. Oh, God. Yeah.
Why did you say that for?
Oh, hello, Brenda. I didn't know it was you.
Why are you being so rude?
To who?
To me.
When?
Now.
I'm not being rude, so I didn't even know it was you till then.
Yeah, you just said, oh, God.
Yes, because I swallowed a bit of apple. Wrong.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right. I think that's enough now.
Enough what?
You took your revenge now.
What?
You know, you're taking the mick out of me.
I'm not. I would never do that.
But you did.
When?
When I called in earlier.
I didn't take it. What did I say?
You said I'm gay.
That's not taking the mick, is it? There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, but yeah. It's not true, is it?
I don't know. You're the one who sent me a gay email.
No, that's not a gay email.
What is it, then?
It's a compliment.
Well, I take the compliment. You know, I appreciate the compliment.
Okay, but I sent a new one now.
You sent me a new one?
Yeah.
Brilliant. I'll look forward to that.
All right, then.
Thanks for that. A lot of people are texting in saying you're gay, by the way.
They're wrong, then.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. I quite like talking to you, though.
All right.
But not enough to carry on. Next caller, please. Yeah, hello. Who's that?
Good evening, John. This is Fisher Phil with Baseball News. World Series League playoffs start tomorrow. Detroit play Oakland, St. Louis play the Mets, and the winners go to the World Series. More news soon. Pass it on.
You can't say that LBC 97.3 isn't educational and informational in many ways there. So, that's sports news. Straight in. Next.
Hello there.
Yes.
I'd like to tell you a story.
How good is it?
It's a very good story.
How long is it?
Not very long.
Well, and how long in inches is the story?
About as long as my penis, not very long.
You can't say that on the radio. Next caller, please. Yep.
I applaud the defensive measures taken by the glorious Democratic People's Republic of Korea in standing up to aggressive American imperialism.
Are you calling from
long
Korea?
Long live Kim Jong-il. Long live the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
It's just one man's
long
point of view. He's allowed to have it.
Cooperation.
He wants it.
Down with gravity.
He had to ruin it at the end, though, with a rubbish joke, didn't he? You know, otherwise that might have been quite interesting. Yeah, next, hello.
Hello, mate. Where's Ian today?
Do you know, I don't know. No one seems to know. Some people think he's ill. Some people think he's just skiving.
I think he's skiving.
Well,
I've met Verinder before, and he is gay.
Is he?
He made a pass at me.
Did he?
Yes, and he's also a twit.
There we go, then. That's all the proof I need, quite frankly. Next caller.
When's Ian Lee back?
Ian Lee?
Yeah, when's Ian Lee back?
Sorry, who?
Ian Lee.
Don't
you know the one who normally does the show?
No, I don't know.
Well, you're rubbish, so I think it's Ian Lee back.
I don't know who you're talking about. What radio station do you think you've called?
LBC 97.3, of course.
No, you idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
This is BBC Radio 4.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. I listen every day. It's not.
It's BBC. You've tuned into the wrong station. Ian Lee's on it.
What's your name? John or something?
No.
Yeah, he's.
No, it's Jenny Murray, who presents Woman's Hour.
Yeah, well, you sound like a woman, yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
This a woman's voice?
No, obviously not.
Well, how does it sound like a woman, then, you big...
When's Ian Lee back?
He's back tomorrow.
Oh, thank God for that.
Thank God for that. Are you back tomorrow?
I'll be back tomorrow.
Will ya?
Hopefully you won't.
Hopefully you won't.
Bye.
It's nice, isn't it? Honestly, you turn up, you do a favour, just get abuse. How long we got to go? 20 seconds, okay. Next, hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Joe.
Good.
I would like to know
if
you'd be able to pass on Verinder's phone number. I think I'm in love with him.
Okay, I'll do that for you.
Thank you very much.
I'll tattoo it on my chest and hold it against the webcam. Thanks. LBC 97.3, we're going to break now, but the phone lines are still open. Please do quote. No. Travel news as well, which they forgot to give you, so they asked me to do it. Don't forget the tubes tonight are being flooded. That's for the testing of Transport for London's new underwater trains, but they do reopen in the morning. Hello, on the telephone, yes?
Hi, yeah.
Hello.
Speak to the presenter, please, today.
The presenter?
Yes, please, yeah.
What's his name?
I just turned it on just now, and...
Yep.
I just wanted to have a quick word with him, please.
What? I'll write down a message. What's it about?
Just about the viewers that are phoning up, some stupid viewers, and I just had sympathy with the presenters.
The viewers are phoning up?
The listeners, sorry.
Oh, right, sorry, yes, I thought you were perhaps watching Channel 5. Okay, I'll put you through now, if you hang on.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air, who's that?
Hi there, it's Ray, yeah.
Hi there.
Hi there. Just wanted to say, carry on the good work.
Thank you.
I just turned it on for the last, 5 minutes ago.
Yes.
And you've got some really irritating... listeners, and I just sympathise with you.
Oh, that's very good of you.
And just carry on, and if they want Ian Lee, he'll be in tomorrow, and they can tune in then. If not, just tell them to tune in to some other station if they don't like you or whatever.
Well, that's very good of you, Ray. I mean, to be honest, there's always the off switch, isn't there, Ray? They don't need to they don't need to ring up and give me abuse, do they?
That's right. And I mean, I'm not going to say it over the phone, but if, you know, if I was in the opposition, I'd really want to wring their neck or whatever, but...
If I had their number, I would ring their neck.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, carry on. And
thank you very much.
Good luck.
I'll put you back to the switchboard.
Okay.
Okay. If you just hang on.
Okay.
Oh, hi. Is that Ray?
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Thanks for that call, Ray.
Okay. Mate, cheers.
Okay. Bye. Cheers. Bye. Okay. Bye. next caller, please. Hello?
My bacon is burnt. I must leave now. Au revoir.
All day he spent thinking of that. All day. And then he wastes it. Hello, yes, line 5,000, yes?
Ian, you're the man.
What? He's not even Ian, is it? He's not even listening. Ian's not even here today. Next, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
He's not even listening.
Anne-Marie.
Can you turn your radio down for me?
It's gone.
Has it gone?
It's gone.
Okay, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I just wanted to ring up because I think your style is really complimentary to Ian's.
Complimentary as in opposite. What?
No, that would be contrasting.
Fair point, yeah. In what way is it complimentary to Ian's then, would you say?
Because you're both bonkers.
We're both bonkers.
Yes.
We are a bit zany. Do you know, if you're going to be on the radio, they do send you on a course to have how to be wacky.
You have to learn how to be wacky,
and then you have to read a book. Steve Wright, and you know Steve Wright in the afternoon?
I try not to.
Well, I know. I don't have any
recollection of that show.
But if you remember it already, but he's written a book now called How to Be a Wacky Jock, and we all have to read that.
Okay, can I borrow your copy?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's signed as well. Although not by Steve Wright.
Not by Steve Wright.
No, no.
Whom?
No.
By whom?
By whom?
Whom?
You're very well spoken, aren't you?
Who has deigned to add their signature to the manuscript?
See, I like you, Anne-Marie, because you're a high class of caller. I like you. You're intelligent. You're clearly beautiful. I can tell from your voice.
Oh, can I do autographs for them, please?
Mine?
No, that's like Swap Shop, isn't it?
It is a bit like Swap Shop.
Please, can you sign your underpants, please?
I could sign my underpants if you'd like me to.
I mean, I don't necessarily want them.
I'm going to send you my underpants now.
Okay.
Too late, you've asked for them. You're getting them.
Okay. I'd love to have your underpants.
They're going to be in the post, Joanne.
Thank you.
I won't even need to lick the stamp.
I don't want to go there.
Okay, but thank you for calling, though.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Bye. Bye.
Next, hello? Hello, who's that?
It's Mark.
Is it?
Yes,
I'll be the judge of that.
I would just like to say I don't want your underpants.
You're not getting them. They're already on the way to Anne-Marie.
But
and I've only got one
I would say the show is loads better than the drivel that Ian Lee puts out.
You see, we're getting contrasting opinions all the way now, aren't we?
Mate, your only downfall is you had the Narinda on the line.
I know, but, you know, I only to mock him, to be fair.
He kind of dropped the...
He does bring it down, doesn't he?
He did. He brought it down a bit. Otherwise, I really like it. I think they should give Ian Lee the boot and get you in there.
Well, thank you for saying. I'm sure Ian would be very pleased to hear that.
Yeah, I'm sure the contractual obligations
yes.
Prevent that. But, you know, keep up the good work.
Thanks very much, Mark. That's very good of you. Thank you. Next, hello, caller. Yes. Yes.
Hello, sir. You like lamb dinner or sheesh?
I'd like is the sheesh the one with the stick through it?
Yes, sir. You'll follow jelly sauce, sir?
I would like that. Do you do pizzas?
No, sir. You like hummus?
Well, it depends.
Okay, thermo salata?
No, I don't like that.
Okay, sit down or take away, sir?
I'll sit in, please.
Okay, sir,
when will it be ready?
No, only take away available, sir.
Could I have a garlic Coke?
Garlic Coke, sir?
Yep, pint off.
No garlic coke, sir. I do Turkish, rumbaba.
Bored of you now. Next, please. Hello?
John Holmes, Beers Verinda.
All the running jokes. Next, I don't, by the way, I don't fear anyone. Hello?
Hello, John, it's Simon.
Hello?
Hello, quick question for you.
Go on.
When's the Now Show back?
That's back the middle of November on BBC Radio 4.
Excellent.
And I think we record, you can come to see it recorded live in the Shaw Theatre, and I think that's the week. In fact, I'll tell you what week it is, it's the week I'm doing the whole week here for Ian, in the middle of November.
How do you get tickets to go to the show?
I'll tell you what, if you ring me on the Thursday of the week I'm doing for Ian, I'll put your name down on the door.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Cheers, mate.
All right, cheers, bye. Next caller, please.
I'll put your name down.
Hello? Hello? No. Next one, then. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I think your show is much better than Ian Lee's. Your competition for him.
Ah.
Yes. I haven't lost so much in the space of half an hour. sorry, I said that wrong.
Yeah. Yes, I think you may have done, yeah. But yes, no matter.
Yes. but I'd commend you for your work and keep it up.
Well, you're very kind as well. What a lovely bunch they are, really. Aren't they nice? You're all nice. You're all lovely. Apart from Verinda and some of the other ones, who are idiots. But thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
bye.
Thanks, bye. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? It's just warm.
So, my brain.
I was about to say I was going to go sent off with a warm glow into the night, but now that's just ruined it again. Hello, you. Yeah, you there.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
It's all good, the show, but why are we having just like, you're good, Ian Lee's good. No,
I don't know. I don't. This bit of the show is the bit that apparently where people just come straight to air without any vetting, okay?
And, sure and
so,
thing.
So this is what happened.
Why the topic of just you?
It's not
him,
a topic. It's
him,
not. I don't set that. I'm not setting that topic. People are just ringing up, and I'm putting them on air, and they're just saying that. I'm not setting any topic.
Have you just a quick other question? Have you sung a song yet today?
No.
Could you?
No.
Please?
Well, no, you see, medically, I can't, because I've only got one vocal cord, and you're not allowed to sing with just one, medically.
That would limit your vocabulary range as well, surely.
Not really, just the singing part.
Because you would just be able to go...
To be fair, that's most of the callers we get. All right, next call, please. Yes, hello. Hello there.
Hello there.
Archie.
Hello, mate.
How the devil are you?
I beg your pardon?
I said, how the devil are you?
Right, I was just, you're not really as good as Ian. I just want to let you know what I mean?
Well, I know that, I know. Archie, I'm with you. You know, I think Ian's good, I like Ian.
Oh, you ain't making a bad job, but I don't want you to go away with the illusion you're a Ian.
Archie, I never would go away with that illusion. I'm well aware of how good Ian is. I simply sit here, you know, attempting to not break his show to pieces while he's away. I'm just sort of custodian of it. It's like looking after a gerb. You know, when you're at school, you looked after the school pet.
Yeah,
it's a bit like that. Bit like that. It's all I'm doing.
Well, mate.
Trying to make the best of it, Archie.
God bless you.
And you, sir. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, next, then. This is very quick, I think. But, oh, no, we've got about a minute. Go on, hello.
Hi there.
Yep.
She'll be coming round and out as she can. Right.
Lose him. Thank you. Next. Hello?
No.
Are you a person? Next. Yep.
Ruddy.
Next. Yeah, hello?
Sexy android question.
Next caller. Hello, you've got 1 minute. Have you got anything to say?
It's me again. I said you was rubbish earlier.
Did you?
I'd like to apologise.
No, I accept that apology. What changed your mind?
You've not been totally rubbish.
Just a bit rubbish.
No, not rubbish. You've done very well.
Oh, thanks.
And I've listened all afternoon, and you're nearly as good as Ian Lee.
Nearly as good. Would you say it was 8 good?
It was possibly 7.5.
7.5 good. Well,
seven
that's
half is good. Half is good, though, because Ian Lee just about gets to 7.5.
Right, well, you can't say further than that, can you?
No, you can't. And can I just say hello to my wife, Sally?
No, you can't. Next caller, please, very quickly now. Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Hello.
Okay. Right, one more caller. You've got 10 seconds. Yes, hello. Don't waste it. Don't waste your 10 seconds, of which there are 5 left.
Let's put it too late.
John Holmes in for Ian Lee. He's back tomorrow. It's LBC 97.3.
Are you disappointed with your endowment policy? Have you?